This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The fight over funding FEMA is over, mainly because it wasn't as big a financial disaster as first thought. And Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Well, Dave, the debate over funding FEMA not as difficult as thought, since the agency says it does have enough money to make it through this week. The new fiscal year begins on Saturday.
A bipartisan deal in the Senate, along with some updated accounting by FEMA, has helped us reach a breakthrough.
New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
In my view, this entire fire drill was completely and totally unnecessary.
And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. The deal keeps Uncle Sam in business until the middle of next week, when all lawmakers are back and they can finish work on a longer CR. The House expected to approve the shorter-term measure this week, Dave.
Rich, Yemen's defense minister has escaped an assassination attempt by a suicide bomber amid all the unrest and protests in that country. Wall Street may keep rebounding this morning. Futures are surging after yesterday's big rally, and the catalyst is Greece. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin explains live from London.
And the markets here are up as Greece's prime minister pledges
Greece will live up to all its commitments.
George Papandreou, his government today insisting its next bunch of bailout cash seems on track, but Papandreou warns
more Greek or Irish or Portuguese or Italian fiscal discipline alone won't end this ongoing crisis.
He's urging the European Union to reform financial aid mechanisms here and prevent a standoff like this in future, Dave.
Now, Lester, Michael Jackson's doctor goes on trial starting today. Conrad Murray charged with manslaughter, accused of giving the King of Pop a powerful anesthetic as a sleep aid and not doing enough to save Jackson's life after the overdose. They were loud and they were huge. Guns N' Roses, nominated for the next class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So is Heart. And joining the Wilson sisters on the list, Joan Jett. The Cure, Rufus with Chaka Khan, The Faces and The Spinners among the first-time nominees as well. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
For this flu season, a friend gave me some good advice. Get ready before you get sick.
Wendy Frank on preparing for flu season at Sam's Club.
I'm getting ready with Dimetapp Cold and Cough, Delsym, Mucinex.
And saving, too. Last year, members saved an average of 50% more than traditional retailers on over-the-counter items.
And while I'm here, I'm stopping by the pharmacy for a flu shot.
Get yours now through November 15th.
That's my advice.
For more details, visit samsclub.com/healthyliving. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Click over and refresh your memory with maps and contact information for all the commercials you hear on WTAW. I heard it on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Yeah, you got a gym with weights and cardio, but does your gym also have group power, indoor boot camp, yoga, Pilates, cycling, 3 different Zumba programs, group kick or group synergy? Aggieland Fitness Dome has all that, plus it's included in your membership. Plus, indoor basketball, volleyball, the stairwell to nowhere, all included, all designed to get you in the best shape of your life. Just south of the Rock Prairie exit, you can't miss it, it's a dome. Call 690-DOME, that's 690-3663, Aggieland Fitness Dome. Fun and fitness under one big dome.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I had handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com. Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
It's the biggest Best of the Brasses ever. The all-new 2011 edition of the Best of the Brasses magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brasses in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. Over 320,000 votes were cast, and you can see the winners in the 150-page glossy and full-color edition of the Best of the Brasses. Pick up your free copy everywhere or read it online at bestofthebrasses.com.
You're listening to the flagship of Aggie Sports. All of them. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Just Breaks. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Officials from the Southeastern Conference were welcomed to Aggieland in style yesterday.
Are you ready for the SEC?
Oh, I love that.
A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne among officials greeting a standing room only crowd at the Zone Club at Kyle Field. President Bowen Lofton wearing a bow tie with SEC colors compared the move to major decisions when he was an Aggie student.
Texas A&M can look back on its history and see those moments in time when things did go through an abrupt transition. Certainly in the 60s, you're my time as a student here, we went through some very fundamental changes. We brought women here. Who would have thought? And I don't quite see this as monumental as that, perhaps, but it's close.
SEC Commissioner Mike Slive says A&M's culture, passion, and spirit will fit right in with the other conference schools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A divided Robertson County Commissioners Court approved its fiscal year 2012 budget. Starting Saturday, three patrol officers will move from the Sheriff's Department to constable offices. County Judge Jan Rose says the sheriff's budget continues to have a six-figure surplus.
The sheriff has an excess of $300,000 in unused funds, so we're not underfunding his department. He's going to still have that quote-unquote cushion, because the only funds that are being moved are reduced, if you will, out of his budget, if that's how he needs to look at it, are directly associated with the change in those three positions.
Rose says three constables have hired former sheriff's patrol officers who will be making $3,000 less in their new jobs.
One of the reasons for that is that we currently have a deputy constable, and that is his salary. And we're not going to laterally transfer people in at a salary greater than an individual that's currently doing that job is making. Now, I look that those things may be modified next year if they're doing the job that the patrol deputies are doing.
Constables in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system used by all county departments except the sheriff's office, which Rose says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. One of the five people hurt in a Grimes County accident Friday morning has died. Authorities say 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter of Ledbetter in Lee County died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. Gunter was a passenger in the northbound pickup that hit a northbound 18-wheeler as the truck tried to turn around on State Highway 90 near Anderson. The accident forced authorities to close Highway 90 for more than 2 hours. Bryan police investigators were called out Monday morning to an armed robbery of a jewelry store on William Joel Bryan Parkway west of downtown.
Joy Aria Jewelry Store was robbed by three unknown Hispanic males with a weapon. Once officers arrived on scene, they found out the suspects had fled the scene in a vehicle.
Officer John Agnew says one of the co-owners was struck by one of the suspects but did not receive a life-threatening injury. The same victim was able to fire a gun at the fleeing vehicle. It is not known if the gunfire struck anything, and an unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. Major changes to Texas standardized testing prompted Bryan ISD officials to inform parents and students about how they will be affected. The district will host informational meetings tonight and Thursday to distribute information to ninth grade parents and students. Only ninth graders are included because they are the first group affected by the new exams. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says there's no difference in the two meetings.
We'll repeat the meeting, so parents only need to attend one. At 6 p.m., they can go to the Rutter High School Auditorium, and this is for all ninth grade parents in the district, not just Rutter. So Bryan High, Rutter, and Bryan Collegiate. 6 p.m., we'll have principals and counselors on hand to answer any question parents may have about the new end-of-course exams, and we expect there will be quite a few.
The new end-of-course exams replace the tax test as the state's standardized exam. One point of frustration is the state still has not come out with standards for passing. Those are expected in February, and the tests begin in April. Congress appears on track to avoid a government shutdown for the time being, but long-range plans have not been made. Representative Bill Flores says he continues to support dismantling the federal departments of energy and education.
You got to be careful when you do this because people say, well, you're going to shut down Pell Grants or you're going to shut down the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, things like that. And so you have to be careful and say, okay, we'll take the pieces out of departments that work and then we'll shut down everything else.
Flores also supports amending income tax regulations and a move to the fair tax after the economy recovers.
If we start talking about a totally new tax system today, what does that do? That injects more uncertainty into an already very uncertain economy. And so I don't want to inject more uncertainty in the economy. I want the economy to get on its feet. And once it's on its feet, then you can carefully talk about this and not get people concerned. If you start talking about fair tax today, you're going to scare consumers. You're going to scare businesses from A to Z.
In the short term, Flores endorses lowering the income tax rate and eliminating deductions. WTAW News time is 6:12, 74 degrees outside. This look at news brought to you by Just Breaks. More news at 6:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Health Science Center Clinical Building 1 to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, they use Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
6:13, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a first look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast.
Frontal system is stalled out to our north. We'll see if any showers or thunderstorms focus along it today. We're partly sunny and we're warm, 90 to 95. There's the chance of an isolated storm, partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sunshine and still warm tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Thursday should be partly to mostly sunny. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs on Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it was a monumental day for Texas A&M in its history yesterday, and we will hear the sounds from the celebration that was the acceptance formally into the Southeastern Conference. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a little on-field sports, too. The Dallas Cowboys won yesterday thanks to 6 field goals from a guy named Dan Bailey. And the Texas Rangers won again, actually eliminated the LA Angels from the playoffs. Got all that and more coming up in sports.
There you are.
There you are.
And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
All day.
Did it again.
Yeah, we've made it.
That's right. Everybody woke up, fog in the mirror. That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, some of us anyway.
I guess. Well, those who didn't aren't listening. So
that's right. If you're a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, and do you, either of you boys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
And not on a regular
basis.
Just
started.
Okay.
Just started.
I watched probably the first 3 or 4 seasons back when you had to rent them at local videotorium.
Yeah, blue one. Huh?
Back in the day.
And
that's right.
One of the probably the funniest ongoing gags is, and as we've said on this show before, that every scene degenerates into a shouting contest. And if you've watched even one episode, you know what I'm talking about. Everything degenerates into shouting between whoever, especially if Larry David is involved, which he is involved in most of them because it's his show. So, but one of the funniest gags ongoing was when the guy who played Super Dave Osborne back in the day had a guest starring role on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and his father passes away, and his father wanted to be buried with his favorite golf club, and he became convinced. Larry David becomes convinced that that was his golf club that his father had borrowed, that this man's father had borrowed and had never given back. So he schemes to steal back the golf club from the casket at the funeral.
You know, this is one of the few episodes I saw,
and replace it with and it is hysterical if that's your type of humor, stealing things from dead people. Brings me to this story. A Wisconsin cemetery worker allegedly removed a valuable Fender guitar from the casket of a 67-year-old Army veteran who died last week and had told family members he wanted to be buried with the instrument. Stephen Connard.
That's not the end of the story.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Because obviously we wouldn't be telling you about it if he hadn't gotten caught. Stephen Connard is 39. He's a grounds worker at the cemetery. He was arrested Saturday, charged with a felony, theft from a person or corpse. Connard, who plays in a band, reportedly confessed to stealing the Fender Telecaster when confronted at his home. Connard told a judge, quoting here, "This isn't something I normally do."
Good.
I just, continuing quote, "I just have a respect for fine musical instruments." The cream-colored guitar was recovered from Stephen's living room. "I can't bear to see that man be buried with that guitar. I'm going to steal it from him." But it doesn't say that he tried to replace it with one of his own.
No.
Come on, man. I think it's called the quid pro quo.
Uh-huh. That's right. Replace it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason. One of those Roy Rogers wind-up guitars.
Yeah. Yeah, at least go to the dollar store and get a kid's, fake one.
Right. Just to get you to the train, a plane, a bus.
Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good. Guess he could have taken a picture of it and put that in there. I don't know.
Sure.
We're gonna have a great time today.
Oh, I looked up and I was gonna get caught. I didn't have another commercial loaded.
Oh, really?
I was too busy trying to be cute and right, something.
You,
yeah.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900. or on the web at bcins.net.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is the September the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Jane Meadows is 91 years old.
Bless
she was
heart.
Married to Steve Allen, if you recall him, of course, 91. Actress Kathleen Nolan is 78.
And I believe, and this didn't quite make the cut, but I believe it was on this date that the original Tonight Show with the aforementioned Steve Allen premiered.
Is that right?
1954, I want to say.
There you go.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
So. How about that? There you go. You're just full of good stuff.
Well, full of something. But
there you go. Wilford Brimley, who's, you know, looked pretty much the same for the last 40 years.
He really has. This guy is just now starting to become the age he's always looked.
That's right.
And he is, and not only that, he is the human embodiment of what you would think, if a human and a walrus could have a child, it would look like Wilford Brimley.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, it's not a negative thing, it's just an observation.
No. Well, you know what, the mustache helps on that. You know, if he shaves off the mustache, you know.
Oh, I think the world would probably be knocked off of, you know, slightly off its rotation if Wilford Brimley ever shaves that mustache. And lest we forget about the diabetes.
There
you go. Well, he's a great character actor, and now he sells you, you know, come-to-the-door medicine, right?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He's 77 years old today. Don Cornelius of Soul Train. Had to do that. Yeah, 75. Well, Scott's not here. I can do
That's
stuff
right.
like that. 75 years old today.
Actually, if Scott was here, he would have done that.
Yeah, he would have. Singer, Mr. Loaf. Birthday is today.
He's known as Meat to his friends.
Yeah. You call him Meat. He's 64 years old. Actor A. Martinez of L.A. Law in Santa Barbara is 63 years old. Singer-director Sean Cassidy is 53 years old.
And we're at work.
That's right. He's the little brother of the other Cassidy, right?
David, yeah.
Yeah, so. There you go. Actor Patrick Muldoon of Melrose Place is 43 years old. Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday is today. Mm-hmm. She turns 39. Rapper Lil Wayne is 29. Singer Avril Lavigne.
Oh, you almost got it. It's Avril.
Avril?
Yeah, almost like average.
Oh.
Which kind of describes her talent, too.
Avril. Avril Lavigne is 27 years old today. And that's Mike Schmidt, the former Philadelphia Philly third baseman, turned 62 years old, and that's all I got.
It's something we celebrate at our house quite a bit. It's today is Chocolate Milk Day.
Ooh.
The kiddos love some chocolate milk. And actually,
Hershey's, Bosco, what do you?
You know, my favorite.
They don't do Bosco anymore, do they?
Yeah, I don't do the syrup. And my favorite used to be when Hershey's had the dry mix, but now we do the dry Nestle's quick mix because they don't make the Hershey's anymore. Or at least no one carries it around here. And of course, now chocolate milk enjoying a resurgence because, research, and this is proven. Research shows that if you work out, especially if you do like weightlifting or something like that, that chocolate milk helps replenish some of the nutrients, a lot of the nutrients that your body perhaps has burned off.
Yeah, so, well, one of the football players for Texas A&M who was sick last week, Sean Porter, as a matter of fact, they were talking yesterday about how he'd lost 7 pounds last week because was so sick. And they were filling him full of chocolate milkshakes before the game.
See, there you are. Mm-hmm. And you've learned something else, too. But keep listening, even though
you might learn something else.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663.
Take one look around. You'll notice when it comes to eye care, everybody talks about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Just keep in mind one very important thing. Eye care is a lot like many other things in life. You get what you pay for. And I hope you think your eyes deserve the best, because they do. Your eyes are worth it. That's why I want you to let the professionals at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all your eye care needs. Doctors Kaufman, Perkins, and Wuthrich are here to meet your needs. Everything from exams to glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, remember, they offer 24 months interest-free financing. There's no reason to go anywhere else.
all your eye care needs and 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there's only one place, Texas Regional Eye Center. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. Go to TexasRegionalEye.com. TexasRegionalEye.com.
Available on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, here is the anointed one taking on the Congressional Black Caucus.
I'm going to press on. I expect all of you to run with me and press on. Take off your bedroom slippers. Put on your marching shoes. Shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do. CBC.
Let me see. The guy that blames, let's see, the tsunami, blames Fox News, blames kiosks and ATMs. The guy that blames the Arab Spring is now out there saying that people are complaining too much. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. Could he have been talking about himself?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
627 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast calls for a slight chance of showers. Again, for most of the week this week, we're going to be warm again today. Maybe a touch cooler than yesterday. Upper 90s for a high, though. Still a heat index of about 101. The winds will be out of the south at about 5 to 10. Mid-70s for the low tonight. Mid-90s again tomorrow. 71 tomorrow night, and that's when we're hoping that the cooling trend's really going to start. We're still going to see the 90s on Thursday and Friday, but by the weekend should be very nice. Mid-80s and lows in the low 60s and upper 50s. 77 degrees right now at 627.
The sun sits in the sky every day, and we all take it for granted. But it's actually more fascinating than you probably realize. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
We're discovering more and more about the sun, like the surface of the sun. Actually, there's no such thing.
It doesn't actually have a surface. There's more gold in the sun than there is anywhere on Earth. There's a huge amount. The sun's core, it's 27 million degrees Fahrenheit.
Richard Cohen, author of the book Chasing the Sun, says people think that the ocean's tides are determined by the moon, but not entirely.
The sun's responsible for 44%, the moon the rest. When the sun and moon are in alignment, pulling the Earth in the same direction, we all get taller, not by very much, by a factor of 10 to the minus 16th. But it's true, we all get taller.
Sunspot activity is very powerful. It disrupts satellite transmissions and...
We do know that sunspots in the past have been responsible for huge weather effects on Earth. I think it's in 1978 that sunspot activity caused such solar storms that the whole of Quebec's power supply was cut off at a cost of about $4 billion.
And some people believe that sunspots have actually caused some other events.
Look, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, both the Russian Revolutions of 1905 and 1917 fell close to years of maximum solar activity. So you can believe what you want, but it's fun putting the theories together.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign. America comes to SignPro.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for Time. On file forever at WTAW.com.
I'm here. WTAW News Time is 6:31, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by, Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M students and fans rolled out the maroon carpet yesterday to welcome officials from the Southeastern Conference.
These people have applied for...
Bernie Manchin's president of the University of Florida and also represents leaders of SEC...
I'm sorry, just a moment.
Bernie Manchin's president of the University of Florida and also represents leaders of SEC schools. He was given a standing ovation at the Kyle Field Zone Club.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is howdy. Wow. We've all been pointing towards this very day and this very celebration. And I'm really here to welcome this great university and this great student body and this great Aggie Nation to the Southeastern Conference.
Commissioner Mike Slivenow at A&M's culture, passion, and spirit with other conference schools.
You'll fit right in at the Swamp, between the hedges at Georgia, at Bryant-Denny, at the Grove at Ole Miss, and at all of our wonderful tradition-laden institutions.
Slime says a delegation from conference headquarters are in town meeting with A&M officials to start the scheduling process of what will remain a 13-team league next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The accident that closed a state highway in Grimes County for more than 2 hours Friday morning has turned into a fatality. Authorities learned that one of the passengers in a northbound pickup that had hit a northbound 18-wheeler on Highway 90 near Anderson died Friday. 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter was from Ledbetter in Lee County. Gunter died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. A jewelry store west of downtown Bryan was the scene of an armed robbery Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says three Hispanic men, one with a gun, held up Joyeria on William Joel Bryan Parkway near Highway 21.
They spoke to the store owner who said he had been assaulted by one of the suspects, And as they were leaving, he was able to fire a shot at the vehicle, fleeing the scene.
An unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. The victim who was assaulted did not receive a life-threatening injury. It's not known if the victim's gunfire struck anything. Gone are the days of tax tests for public students. Public school students replaced by 12 new end-of-course exams a student is required to take for certain courses. This year's ninth-grade students are the first group affected. And Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says the new exams come with a lot of new information.
One of the questions that people have is, well, what if I pass the course but I fail the test? And the state says, well, you still have to take the test. You don't have to repeat the course if you pass the course. But just like tax had numerous times to take the test, STAR exams, end-of-course exams, will be structured the same way.
Bryan ISD is holding two informational meetings for parents of all ninth graders in the district. The first meeting is tonight and the second one Thursday night. Both meetings are at 6 p.m. in the Rudder High School auditorium. The Robertson County Commissioner's Court voted 3-2 Monday to approve the fiscal year 2012 budget that starts Saturday. That includes three sheriff's patrol deputies moving to similar roles with county constables. County Judge Jan Rose says the transfers will cost the officers $3,000 each.
These people have applied for jobs that they knew paid what they pay, and they were willing to take those. If they ask for an increase to make the same amount of money as the other guys make, then we'll consider it. But if their responsibilities are commensurate.
Rose says she never considered using a $300,000 surplus in the sheriff's department to raise the pay of the deputy constables.
I'm not going to take it out of the sheriff's budget and put it in a constable's budget. Those positions were there, and that's what they agreed to take it for. That, to me, we've not been asked to do that, and I've not suggested it.
Constables and their deputies in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system that Rose says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. For the second time in as many months, members of Congress may have avoided a government shutdown, at least temporarily. Representative Bill Flores says only so much can be reduced when Democrats control the Senate and the White House.
We've got to push as far as we can to the point where we still have a bill that we can get approved by the Senate and approved by the White House. That way you don't have any talk of the government shutting down. If you push too far because of your ideology, what you wind up with is you inject more uncertainty in the market when the government shutdown conversations start happening.
Flores says now is the time to reform income tax regulations.
Taking the income tax system as we know it today, greatly lowering the rates and eliminating a lot of the deductions so that we have a fairer, flatter, broader tax system, not only for individuals but also for corporations.
Flores says the economy recovers. After the economy recovers, that's the time to convert from an income tax to a fair tax. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 74 degrees outside. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Music director Marcello Busicchi conducts the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 30th anniversary season. Our landmark season kicks off October 9th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater with the 30th celebration concert featuring Beethoven's 5th Symphony. Season highlights include Mendelssohn's masterpiece, Elijah, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Piano Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev, and music from the Americas and beyond. Visit www.bbso.org.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone.
They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone. I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood-destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
638 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. The pros at United Roofing, go or call them at 268-ROOF.
Temperatures shouldn't have much of a problem reaching 90 to 95 today, and there will be some sun, but with a stalled front to our north, there's a small hope of a little bit of isolated thunderstorm activity today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm at 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Aggieland.
That was just the first of it. You'll hear the rest of it as Mike Slive and Bernie Mackin of the SEC welcome Texas A&M to the Southeastern Conference. We'll talk about that. The Cowboys winning with six field goals from Dan Bailey. You know, the guy that beat the Aggies last year in Stillwater. We'll talk about that.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Yeah. And the Texans eliminate the L.A. Angels last. I mean, excuse me, the Rangers eliminate the L.A. Angels last night.
They're playing bad baseball if they're losing to an NFL team.
Yeah. We got that and more coming up in sports.
All right. Don't sweat it, Patrick. It happens to all of us, man. That last newscast didn't exactly get off to a stellar start. But as Scott would say, if Scott were here, he would say the Smithsonian called and they'll want a copy of that one. So it happens. Don't sweat it. So.
Are you there?
He's probably running other, you know, running other routes.
Oh, running other routes. Oh, yeah, you know how that goes, right?
I know all too well how that goes. So, if you weren't with us yesterday, it's Patrick Zeiner down the hall stepping in for news. Scott's going to be gone for a while, just taking some time off. He will be back. All right, so they're already patting themselves on the back because the Senate, we avoided a government shutdown. Oh, hooray. Yeah, because I know that your life would not have been the same if the government had shut down. Right. I just wanted to see if that, if you actually, if anyone actually believed that for one fleeting second that your life would not be the same if the government had shut down. But yeah, they're going to continue to, pat themselves on the back for that. So, interesting article. A couple of things on the, presidential nomination front. Mm-hmm. First of all, it seems as if now the piling on has begun. Not quite wanting to write the epitaph of the Rick Perry campaign, but just, very ominous.
Yeah.
Ominous predictions about Rick Perry's campaign that, he really needs to get his act together because, he messed up a couple of times in the debate in Florida last week and, they're just, there's lots of work that needs to be done. Now, interestingly enough, the Texas Tribune has an article, and apparently the insiders are now saying that not only does he need more debate prep, but he also needs to probably back down a little bit on his travel schedule because one of the concerns has been that perhaps he's still suffering the ill effects from he had back surgery during the summer. And that perhaps he's still suffering, some ill effects from that makes it difficult for him to stand for hours on end. These are sources close to Perry that are saying that. And now this article says reporters have tweeted pictures of Perry wearing sturdy, comfortable shoes as opposed to his traditional cowboy boots while he debates. So it's a departure in wardrobe. Hey, I've never had back surgery, but I've talked to people who have, and oh my goodness! I mean, that's one of those things that it can keep you down for a long time. So
yeah, you can be in constant pain. JFK was in constant pain throughout his presidency.
Well,
on
a long list of medications because of that constant pain. So,
exactly.
So it's probably a little early to as I said, write the epitaph for the Perry campaign. But at the same time, what this does is this reinforces that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Bear in mind,
We're a year away, okay? We're essentially a year away from the election, from the 2012 election.
Exactly. We're getting close. It's like November the 6th, that'd be of 2012.
But
something like that.
That's when it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So November 2012. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact date, but the thing is, we've still got months of campaigning that's going to happen just on the Republican side before this is all said and done. So I don't know. And Mitt Romney, for his part, boy, he has been on the offensive. And at the same time, you saw, I believe it was the governor from New Mexico, Gary Johnson, that said last week, you know, these two people may not be here. And so because they're just going to bludgeon each other to death is how he finished the line. But interestingly enough, the person then who could come out really from the shadows, if you will, and emerge as a serious contender is Herman Cain.
Well, he won the straw poll in Florida.
Yeah. And, you know, that makes it look really good for him because everybody, I think a lot of people thought Rick Perry was going to win that Florida straw poll. And when he didn't and Herman Cain did, all of a sudden you realize, hey, if the top two are beating each other bloody, then Herman Cain can sit back and continue to say what he says and make a lot of sense to a lot of people and resonate with those that he has resonated with and perhaps attract some more people to his camp. And lo and behold, gosh, he took the whole shooting match, at least in terms of the straw polls.
Well, I'm assuming it's all about money and how much money you get in the coffers to be able to continue your campaign.
Yes.
And whether straw poll wins, you know, automatically get the phone ringing and, you know, bringing in the money. Well, you know, that'll be good. But it's certainly looking like, well, you know, you don't want to say who's going to be like the final, who's going to make the final four of this, of this thing. But, you know, you think Perry and you think Romney, you know, who will join him? Will it be Huntsman and Herman Cain? You know, who will it be?
And then who do you get if you start talking hypotheticals and let's say Herman Cain gets the nomination, who does he get as his running mate to balance out that ticket? Because if you're Herman Cain, I mean, he's really resonated with the Tea Party. I mean, the Tea Party loves Herman Cain, but if you want to strengthen the base, if you will, or strengthen the entire Republican side and improve your chances of winning the general election, he probably needs to look at someone more to the center. So, yeah, still a lot of football to play in that regard, though.
Yeah. You know, I just hope whoever gets elected is a smart guy, you know? You know, because right now I'm not sure, you know, I think he's a good politician. He's a good speaker.
Oh, if you heard Hannity and heard him talking to the Congressional Black Caucus and he was telling them, take off your house slippers and put on your marching shoes.
Yeah, you know, he's a great speaker. He can read a teleprompter and all that. But, you know, just the more that he's in office, the more, you know, it seems to indicate that he's somewhat in over his head.
Speaking of, and reflective of that, new Gallup poll, a record high 81% of Americans dissatisfied with the way the country is being governed. Now, of course, that doesn't just go back to the White House. That also goes to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, sure.
Majority of Democrats at 65% and Republicans, 92% are dissatisfied with the nation's government. Who are the other 8%?
I don't know. That's
if you're a Republican.
Well, I don't know. You know, that could be just family of Congress.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're a Republican, yeah, it's probably what it was.
Yeah.
What's your name? What's your job?
House representatives.
That's
so,
right.
But yeah, this was their annual
government. I'm Penelope Pelosi.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Their annual governance survey. This is the highest it's been in a long time. So, and certainly. Overall, it has seen an increase since really it's been on the rise. It was in about 2002, 2003, it was at 59% satisfied, and that satisfaction has plummeted. It plummeted to 26% in about 2008, rose to 27%, or rose to about looks like to about 40% in 2009, 2010, it dropped to 27%, and then this year, 19%. And dissatisfaction at its highest point was in about 2008, it's 72% dissatisfied. And that was, keep in mind, that was in 2008 before Obama was elected, okay? So keep that in mind as well. It's at 81%. 2009, when he was inaugurated, it was at 56% dissatisfied. And so you'd argue 44% satisfied. So, yeah,
well, in 2010, obviously the notion of throw the bum out was prevalent, obviously, because, you know, the Republicans,
look at the election results.
Yeah, the Republicans had a heyday on that day. So, you know, is that going to transfer to 2012? Well, right now,
from the numbers you just said, it would certainly look so. But I would hope that the electorate is able to cherry pick the good ones from the bad ones, because I'm sure that there are some very good lawmakers that are in Congress. There are probably, you know, maybe five or six, you know, who knows? No more than that. But I hope that they're able to get their message across and be able to be reelected if indeed they deserve to be.
We need statesmen.
Mm-hmm.
We just need statesmen.
It'd be
nice if the parties would allow statesmen to come back. How about that?
We need people who will not just say the word nonpartisan, but act the word nonpartisan.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice. 648. Mm-hmm.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
It's time again to stomp some grapes and eat some steak at the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. As always, enjoy different wines from across the Lone Star State and beef from local ranchers. Crowd favorites are back, including the Grape Stomp, Kid Zone, and Shopping. And on Saturday night, we're proud to welcome four-time Grammy Award nominee Joe Nichols. And we didn't forget, October is football season, so there will be a tailgate area set up showing your favorite teams. It's the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more info.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry. I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after this word from our friends at Producers Cooperative.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 1st, it's Utilizing Color in the Landscape, featuring horticulture expert Doug Welsh. It's all about color this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you think a landscape has to be elaborate to be good, think again, gardener. Some of the most attractive home and commercial landscapes are beautiful in their simplicity. That can be especially noticeable in rural properties where the landscape can take on the personality of its surroundings. Simple landscapes can still be effective. We'll prove it right after this message. It's time for the annual pre-production offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 70,000 characters, more than 70,000 keystrokes. My 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, I always save my best photos for the calendar. We are now in full production of the calendar. Everything is in the hands of the artist. It's about to go to the printer, and when it does, the price will go up. Save 38% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America, and every word of it written just for your Texas landscape and garden. Total price, just $36.95. That's for the calendar, all of that information, and the magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before the price goes up. Your lawn is to the landscape as carpet is to your interior decor. You'd not think a decorated with dirty, blotchy carpeting and good turf is that important to the outdoors. Make sure it's smooth. Fill in distracting and disfiguring holes and ruts and level off the bumps and the mounds. An attractive house surrounded by a nearly perfect turf is a great beginning to a wonderful landscape. Trees come next. A lot of your success as a planter of fine landscaping will be determined by the types of trees you choose and where you place them in relation to other things in your landscape. If you're in a rural or slightly urban part of Texas, you need to see what good trees are growing natively in your vicinity. Chances are they may be the best choices for your landscape. That way it'll blend in with the surroundings. You'll still have ample chance to put your own stamp on the rest of the garden, but at least you'll know that the trees are going to be well suited. Remember the guideline, keep the landscape looking natural. Don't line your trees up with the corners of your house, the middle of your lot, or with other trees up and down the street or highway. Your trees need to look like they were there, happily growing natively, and that the house was just plunked down among them. It's a good idea to put large trees off to the sides of the front of your house, sort of a visual funnel. Obviously, you'll want to position one or two trees to shade your house during the blazing days of midsummer. If all that triangulation of planting sites sounds too confusing, talk with a nurseryman or a landscape architect. He or she can quickly illustrate the basic principles of tree placement onto a plot plan of your property. If you want them to do a more involved master plan for your landscape, you can hire them to keep on sketching. As for the shrubs, again, simple can be your password. Don't let them be boring, however. Long, straight rows of square shrubs aren't the best examples of great design. If that's all you want, consider simply painting some large wooden crates green and pushing them up against your house. Instead, you really want to use a variety of four or five types of attractive and dependable shrubs planted in natural clusters in front of your home. As with your trees, you want the shrubs to step down in size from the sides to the center. Odd as it sounds, that creates a visual slide that coaxes viewers' eyes right to your entryway. And certainly you'll be adding hardscaping materials, that is, non-living elements to your design. Choose them carefully. Let your landscape architect or landscape designer help you in those selections. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines and ground covers for the shade in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Teaks and Texas Task Force One want to remind you that September is National Preparedness Month. Take time with your family to have a plan, make a kit, and practice it. For more on disaster preparedness, go to teeks.org/areyouready.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com.
It's Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville. Let's take a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. An historic day for Texas A&M yesterday.
Howdy, Aggieland. Welcome to the SEC. Ladies and gentlemen, Texas A&M, as Dr. Manchin just said, is a world-class institution with a great brand, one of only 61 AAU members, a leading research university with one of the largest endowments in the nation. But you not only bring academic excellence to the Southeastern Conference, but athletic success as well. Evidenced by 8 national championships in 4 different sports in the last 2 years. That's not bad now. This past year, you finished 8th in the Director's Cup, won 3 national championships, played us in the Cotton Bowl. I'm not going to remind you of the score. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, and you finished the year at the College World Series. Wonderful year. But equally impressive to me is the culture, the passion, and the spirit of Texas A&M. Over the last month, I have watched your games and enjoyed the passion that surrounds you. The 12th man, the core, muster, the Fighting Texas Aggie Band, midnight yell practice with your yell leaders, and a packed stadium of maroon-clad supporters. This is the kind of pride and passion shared by your fellow members of the SEC.
That was SEC Commissioner Mike Slive on a day that most Aggie fans have been waiting for a year or more. It came to pass in a celebration as A&M officially was welcomed to the Southeastern Conference. A packed zone club heard all of the principles of the process that, while took longer than expected, was, as President Bowen Lofton said, worth the wait. SEC Board President and Florida President Bernie Mac.
I've been looking forward to this day for some time. Bowen and I have been in communication literally every day for the last several months. We've all been pointing towards this very day and this very celebration. And I'm really here to welcome this great university and this great student body and this great Aggie Nation to the Southeastern Conference on behalf of the presidents and chancellors of our league. So welcome aboard. We really do think that this is a perfect match for our conference. Our conference works together on everything that we do. The vote for admission is 12-0. No hesitation, no holdbacks. You will be an equal partner from the day you accept the appointment as a member of this league. We will be competing fiercely with you for all the championships that are out there. But I can tell you, I can't wait to come to Kyle Field and see what goes on there on a football Saturday. Thank you very much.
We will hear more from the principals, including President Bowen Lofton, coming up next hour. Well, Tony Romo was unable to lead the Dallas Cowboys on a single touchdown drive last night while playing with a broken rib, but Romo still put the Cowboys in position to earn an 18-16 comeback win over the Washington Redskins. Dan Bailey put Dallas ahead to stay with his sixth field goal of the night, a 40-yard boot with a minute 57 left. Bailey set a rookie record for made field goals in a game while helping Dallas move into a tie with Washington and the Giants for the NFC East lead. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have lots more coming up next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:58. Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Bryan 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com.
It's Truck Pump at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of
the upper 90s, and then we'll keep that slight chance of showers tonight with a low in the mid-70s. 77 right now, WTAW College Station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A government shutdown appears to be averted. The Senate approved short-term funding after the fight over FEMA fizzled. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, that FEMA fight came off the table after the agency said it does have enough money to last the rest of this week, thus avoiding a potential standoff.
To help those with a weather emergency by hurting those with a jobs emergency.
Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow not happy with GOP desires to offset the extra FEMA money by cutting an energy loan program. House Republicans have said they will look for such offsets for any new spending instead of just adding to the deficit. So the plan now is pass a one-week funding bill. Passed the Senate last night, now to the House, maybe a voice vote later this week, Dave.
Ranch President Obama goes to Denver today, visiting kids at a high school and talking up his jobs plan.
If asking a billionaire to pay the same tax rate as a plumber is class warfare, then sign me up.
That was the president in L.A., one of seven fundraisers out west the last 2 days, countering Republicans who are dead set against his plan to raise taxes on the rich. Did Michael Jackson cause his own death, or was it his doctor's fault? Conrad Murray's manslaughter trial starts today.
Jackson took too much of the anesthetic propofol in order to help him sleep. The coroner found the anesthetic killed him. Prosecutors say Murray gave Jackson that propofol and then talked on the phone for 45 minutes before realizing the pop star was in cardiac arrest.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, who will be at the courthouse later this morning. We could see another rally on Wall Street today after the big surge yesterday. Futures are up big, so are markets overseas on eased fears about Greece's debt problems. The tax fight over the MTV show where they like to fight.
Get crazy, get wild.
The Jersey Shore is losing its tax break. Governor Chris Christie, who's no fan of Snooki or the situation, blocked a $420,000 film tax credit, saying taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for a show that puts New Jersey in a bad light. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The home buying process can be overwhelming. If you've gone through it, you know what I'm talking about. That's why at Zwicker & Associates, they're trying to change the home buying process from your standpoint as the buyer. Because what they do is they preview homes for you. They don't want you to have to look at any more than 8 to 12 homes at the absolute maximum. They understand that your time is important. They don't want you to get overwhelmed. They want you to understand what you can and can't afford. They don't want you to get in over your head when it comes to buying a home. They also go over your must-have list, things that you want to have and you have to have in your homes. And then they'll eliminate those homes that don't meet your criteria. Because Zwicker & Associates wants to change the culture of buying a home. They want to change the process of buying a home and make it fun, make it enjoyable, or at least as enjoyable as it can be. It should be. It should be a great time for you, and yet it turns out to be so stressful. Zwicker & Associates doesn't want that to happen. They want you to interview them. They want you to interview other realtors. Decide for yourself who's the best fit. Find out more. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Getting a sideways look, there's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Jim Swayze, just back from Half Price Books. You know, just when I think my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. But the folks at Half Price Books told me that this was Banned Books Awareness Week. Who knew? Huck Finn, the Twilight series, even the Bible have all been challenged by some group at one time or another. Well, darn if I hadn't read most of them. And my wild wife, Jenny, she's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. Our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but there's some people out there who just aren't wild about Harry. And The Joy of Sex was banned in 1972, the year Half Price Books first opened their doors, thus creating the term book lovers. We'll never stop reading these or shopping Half Price Books. So hurry in and be a way at radical too. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
Missing the Point every morning starting at 6. Scott, Tom, and Chase on News Talk 1620.
WTAW News Time is 7:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Officials from the Southeastern Conference were welcomed to Aggieland in style yesterday.
Are you ready for the SEC?
Yeah!
Oh, I love that.
A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne among officials greeting a standing room only crowd at the Zone Club at Kyle Field. President Bowen Lofton wearing a bow tie with SEC colors compared the move to major decisions when he was an Aggie student.
Texas A&M can look back on its history and see those moments in time when things did go through an abrupt transition. Certainly in the 60s, during my time as a student here, we went through some very fundamental changes. We brought women here. Who would have thought? And I don't quite see this as monumental as that, perhaps, but it's close.
SEC Commissioner Mike Slive says A&M's culture, passion, and spirit will fit right in with the other conference schools. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A divided Robertson County Commissioners Court approved its fiscal year 2012 budget. Starting Saturday, 3 patrol officers will move from the Sheriff's Department to constable offices. County Judge Jan Rowe says the sheriff's budget continues to have a 6-figure surplus.
The sheriff has an excess of $300,000 in unused funds, so we're not underfunding his department.
he's going to still have that quote-unquote cushion, because the only funds that are being moved or reduced, if you will, out of his budget, if that's how he needs to look at it, are directly associated with the change in those three positions.
Rose says three constables have hired former sheriff's patrol officers who will be making $3,000 less in their new jobs.
One of the reasons for that is that we currently have a deputy constable, and that is his salary. And we're not going to laterally transfer people in at a salary greater than an individual that's currently doing that job is making. Now, I look that those things may be modified next year if they're doing the job that the patrol deputies are doing.
Constables in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system used by all county departments except the sheriff's office, which Rose says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. One of five people hurt in a Grimes County accident Friday morning has died. Authorities say 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter of Ledbetter in Lee County died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. Gunter was a passenger in the northbound pickup that hit a northbound 18-wheeler as the truck tried to turn around on State Highway 90 near Anderson. The accident forced authorities to close Highway 90 for more than 2 hours. Bryan police investigators were called out Monday morning to an armed robbery of a jewelry store on William Joe Bryan Parkway west of downtown.
Joy Aria Jewelry Store was robbed by three unknown Hispanic males with a weapon. Once the officers arrived on scene, they found out the suspects had fled the scene in a vehicle.
Officer John Agnew says one of the co-owners was struck by one of the suspects but did not receive a life-threatening injury. The same victim was able to fire a gun at the fleeing vehicle. It is not known if the gunfire struck anything. An unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. Major changes to Texas standardized testing prompted Bryan ISD officials to inform parents and students about how they will be affected. The district will host informational meetings tonight and Thursday to distribute information to ninth grade parents and students. Only ninth graders are included because they're the first group affected by the new exams. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says there's no difference in the two meetings.
We'll repeat the meeting, so parents only need to attend one. At 6 p.m., they can go to the Rutter High School Auditorium, and this is for all ninth grade parents in the district, not just Rutter. So Bryan High, Rutter, and Bryan Collegiate. 6 p.m., we'll have principals and counselors on hand to answer any question parents may have about the new end-of-course exams, and we expect there will be quite a few.
The new end-of-course exams replace the tax test as the state standardized exam. One concern is that the state has not set standards for passing. Those are expected in February, and tests begin in April. Congress appears to be on track to avoid a government shutdown for the time being, but long-range plans have not been made. Representative Bill Flores says he continues to support dismantling the federal departments of energy and education.
You've got to be careful when you do this because people say, well, you're going to shut down Pell Grants, or you're going to shut down the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, things like that. And so you have to be careful to say, okay, we'll take the pieces out of the departments that work, and then we'll shut down everything else.
Flores also supports amending income tax regulations and the move to a fair tax after the economy recovers.
If we start talking about a totally new tax system today, what does that do? That injects more uncertainty into an already very uncertain economy. And so I don't want to inject more uncertainty in the economy. I want the economy to get on its feet. And once it's on its feet, then you can carefully talk about this and not get people concerned. If you start talking about fair tax today, you're going to scare consumers. You're going to scare businesses from A to Z.
In the short term, Flores endorses lowering the income tax rate and eliminating deductions. WTAW News Time is 7:12, 74 degrees outside. This look at news brought to you by Zwornum and Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwornum and Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwornum and Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwornum and Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwornum and Flooring today.
You know, folks over at Texas Truck Riggins have watched how things have shifted when it comes to people who drive those SUVs or pickup trucks. You know, when Texas Truck Riggins started, they were the manliest spot in town because it was mostly guys that are driving pickup trucks, and it's not that case anymore.
plenty of ladies driving pickup trucks as well. And they need the same thing the guys do. They'll need the ranch hand grill guards or the bumpers. They may need the toolboxes. Certainly might want to spread in bed liners, the side steps. And maybe they're driving diesels and they want a diesel performance chip. Well, all of those are still available at Texas Truck Riggins. But something else that Texas Truck Riggins did, which is kind of neat, right there in the middle of the store, they've put a boutique so that you can shop right there for some purses or shoes or apparel. Or, you know, you could get a gift certificate, which works out pretty well. Ladies, you can do the gift certificate for the men in your life or maybe some of those truck-type things that you see hanging on the walls or on the floors. Guys, you can get a gift certificate for the lady that kind of shows the softer side right there. Kind of a neat deal. They've been doing it for quite a while, and it's worked out pretty well at Texas Truck Riggins. That's why they've been voted best of the Brasses for eight straight years. 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. It's Texas Truck Riggins.
Yeah, you got a gym with weights and cardio, but does your gym also have group power, indoor boot camp, yoga, Pilates, cycling, three different Zumba programs, group kick or group synergy? Aggieland Fitness Dome has all that, plus it's included in your membership. Plus, indoor basketball, volleyball, the stairwell to nowhere, all included, all designed to get you in the best shape of your life. Just south of the Rock Prairie exit, you can't miss it. It's a dome. Call 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Fun and fitness under one big dome.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Good morning, 714, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever someone new comes to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome packet that can include information from your business. Be the early bird. Get your message there first. Go to Brazos.
Frontal system is stalled out to our north. We'll see if any showers or thunderstorms focus along it today. We're partly sunny and we're warm, 90 to 95. There's the chance of an isolated storm, partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sunshine and still warm tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Thursday should be partly to mostly sunny. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs on Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear more from the celebration last night at the Zone Club as the Aggies officially accepting the invitation to join the Southeastern Conference next summer. We will talk about that and other sports. We'll talk about the Rangers, the Cowboys, and more all coming up.
And speaking of sports, speaking of college football.
Yes.
It's never good when this happens. A 71-year-old Iowa City man, and that's Iowa City, Iowa, in case you got it confused with Iowa City, New Hampshire.
Right.
Faces charges after allegedly jumping onto the Kinnick Stadium playing field, that would be the home of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, before spitting in an officer's face following Saturday's University of Iowa football game.
Huh.
I just...
I would, here's the spitting in the face would have gotten him in enough trouble.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay off the field, and right. You know, at Kyle Field they have a you know,
yeah, don't you have a
ring of protective security to keep people off the field while the teams are still on the field. Now the
right.
cool thing about Kyle Field now is that after the teams leave the field, it's fair game. And
that's
they
right.
and they let the
kids
let,
out there
and I think that
playing
is,
ball.
I think that is fantastic because
that's right.
because and the reason why is I was 7 years old, and my mom and dad, who both graduated from Texas A&M, brought me down here, and it was in the summertime, and, of course, that was when they still had AstroTurf, and it was, you know, the field was just open. It was just open. And so at 7 years old, I was able to walk the entire length of Kyle Field right down the middle of the field, and I was just
wow.
I was just slack-jawed. I mean, it is burned into my mind to this day, and that was, gosh, nearly 30 years ago. So, you know, I am all for this. But until the teams leave the field, you can't get on the field. And if you're a cheerleader from a small private school in Dallas, you're not supposed to get on the field. And then you get rolled by another cheerleader when you pull your – that's a whole other story for a whole other time. We don't talk about that right now.
What year would that have been?
1980. Are you talking about when I walked or when the SMU incident happened?
No, when you walked.
82 or 3, somewhere in there. 1982, 1983, something
I
like
see.
That. So,
okay. Golly. And did they look at you and say, one day he'll be the voice of this place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom reminds me of that periodically. You know,
yeah.
Who knew?
That's but, right. He'll be up there behind that black glass one
hey,
day.
Hey, I've told my dad before, for what it's worth, you know, people say what they want about me, for what it's worth, I get to call high school football games on Friday. I get to sit and watch college football games on Saturday. And I've told my dad before, if it was anybody else in the world, I'd say there's no justice. So,
yeah.
You know, but I get to do it, and I'm just as tickled as I can be to be able to do that. So back to the story at University of Iowa. This guy's name is James Knapp. He told a local newspaper on Sunday, "I was attempting to leave the stadium by a route I take every game. By hopping." He's 71, remember.
"By hopping over the wall near midfield and walking along the sideline to head upstairs near the end zone."
Said when he attempted to step over the fence, he was pulled down on the ground by a security worker, oops, before being flattened by another security person. He did admit to the spitting, but only as a response to being hit with flying spittle from a security person who was screaming in his face. I'm wondering, now this says it was an officer, but I'm wondering if this was not, the paid unarmed security, if that you see from time to time, you know.
Yeah. Part-time mall cop. Mm-hmm.
Tom Turbyville. So I'm just wondering if that was what that was about. But,
yes, but spittle is not allowed.
No, you don't.
Who the spittle is directed
you don't
to.
Ever want that. So yeah. keep it where it's supposed to be.
Hey, don't you have an announcement about keeping off the field until the team or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's well, and yeah. it's but it's very you know. Friendly. It's worded in a very friendly way.
Right.
It says the playing field will be accessible as soon as the teams have cleared the field.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And
I hope you don't have to add it. Please don't spit on police officers.
Yeah, well, so far we have not had to add that. And,
right, good.
You know, it's pretty much implied, I think.
Yeah, I think so, with everything else.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
The
you know, can't bring in umbrellas, things like that.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, right.
Don't bring umbrellas. And
No spittle.
But at least you can bring a bottle of water. So
yeah,
that's a plus, mm-hmm. and very much needed, certainly in this last game. You can go online now.
To people cramping in the stands. I don't know if you saw that. It was part of the problem, yeah.
Oh, man. EMS was hopping.
Oh, yeah.
Just hopping.
That's right, yeah.
You can go online right now to WTAW.com, and I've got this posted if you go to the Infomaniacs tab. Now, wait until you get to your office. Don't try to do this. Or in fact, go ahead and wait until after 9, but we'll tell you about it now. The National Park Service has released some Washington Monument security footage from last month's D.C. earthquake. It goes from a park ranger texting to full-on panic in just about 10 seconds, including the one gentleman who it looked like he shoves a woman out of the way, or perhaps a parent holding a child. It was someone with a child, and you just see somebody just kind of nudge them to the side so he could go down the stairs first. So, you know, keep it classy in a panicky situation.
Yeah.
Washington Monument, of course, cracked by the 5.8 magnitude quake, and the elevator was also damaged. It's still closed, by the way.
Yeah.
And again, that video is on our website right now. You can go to the Infomaniacs page on WTAW.com.
It was a scary looking video.
Well, yeah, because
really
again, it just starts shaking, man. It goes from zero to full on shaking in no time flat.
Yeah, because you're talking about, you know. From the inside wall to the inside wall, about a distance of what, about 4 feet?
I don't know. I've never
just
been inside.
Going down
it, so
the spiral. Well, that's
pretty
what it looked
tight.
Like on the video.
Yeah. Pretty tight. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of room for wingspan. How about that?
Yeah. So. Well, I've been up the San Jacinto Monument, which is probably something similar as far as space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's bigger, actually. It's bigger than
the
Washington Monument.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Everything's bigger than Texas.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it had to be. Come on, it's Texas. I mean,
right.
Everybody knows that San Jacinto, what happened at San Jacinto is infinitely more important than what goes on in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, if you're looking forward to Amazon coming out with their new tablet, it was introduced in New York, or it will be introduced in New York tomorrow. Plenty of folks are expecting the company to introduce its long-rumored tablet, reportedly called the Kindle Fire. It will have a 7-inch color screen. You have to say it like that, by the way.
Yeah.
It will have a 7-inch color screen running the Android operating system, although it will not look like other Android devices. So if you're waiting on Amazon to come out with a tablet, there you are. They could do it as early as tomorrow. And just in case you needed another reason to get out of bed this morning, to get going, to get on your way, Monopoly is back at McDonald's.
Yay!
Nearly 14,000 U.S. restaurants, now in its 19th cycle. course, it gives you the chance to win prizes when you purchase an item from McDonald's and you do the little peel thing, the little sticker, and you've got the, I don't know if they still do the board or not, but you know, you look for a little quick match thing and all this other kind of stuff. I would think this is probably second only in popularity to the McRib, which has a cult-like following, if you know anybody. I mean, the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous places you can be in the world is between a mother bear and her cub. I've often said between a grandparent and a grandchild, especially a new baby grandchild, it's dangerous to get between the two of them, and it between a McDonald's McRib fan when the McRib comes back out. It is so dangerous. You put yourself in a high level of peril if you get between them and a McRib. They will mow you down, given the opportunity.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Your energy bill has been a monthly reminder of the kind of summer that we've had, and the folks at Intercon want to do what they can to help you so that next summer you may not have that problem. Now, we have to talk about keeping that heat out more often than the heat in our home going out during the cold weather. But, you know, energy-efficient windows do the job for you a year-round, whether it's keeping the air that you're cooling inside or keeping the air that you're warming inside so that you're not having to run that heater or run that air conditioner nearly as often. You know, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy-efficient. The folks at Intercon can help you match up what you need as far as your windows in your home. Maybe it's rebuilding a window that's leaking right now. Maybe it needs to be replaced. But here's what you get whenever you call the folks at Intercon. That is, somebody will come out, they'll get the measurements, they'll get you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon because these are homegrown folks. They have homegrown people who live here and install windows and solar screens every day. They are your neighbors. They're not from some crew off someplace else that one of those big box stores passes through to get their windows installed. These are hometown people. So deal with a hometown company that specializes in energy efficiency for your windows. That's Oscar and Brad Beard at Intercon at 823-3639.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
Further evidence Obama's class warfare election strategy is backfiring. Washington Post op-ed by author John Steele Gordon exposing what he calls five myths about millionaires. Here's myth number one. Millionaires are rich. Gordon says that so much wealth has been created since the 80s that today only billionaires are on the Forbes 400 list. Further, $1 million in the bank generates about $50,000 a year in interest. That's not peanuts. But it isn't much more than the median household income either. The second myth, millionaires think they're rich. Only 22% of people with a $1 million nest egg actually think they're rich. And according to a recent Scottrade poll, a majority of investment advisors said that $1 million is not enough to retire on. The third myth cuts to the heart of Obama's big lie that millionaires pay proportionally less income tax than poorer people. It's bogus. Now, Gordon runs the numbers, which I've done a million times to prove it. Fourth is the myth that millionaires share the same political beliefs. But the most important myth, number five, Obama's millionaires tax won't seriously limit investment. Mr. Gordon points out what anybody with a brain knows. Higher taxes on those who create jobs will kill jobs. Now, in recent days, the Washington Post, the AP, the New York Times have all called Obama out over his class warfare campaign. They know it's a loser for 2012, but they'd rather Obama lose than take all of liberalism down with him. Don't doubt me on that.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
Which of these shows is not like the others? Neil Bortz at 9 on 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 7:30. Temperature right now 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M students and fans rolled out the maroon carpet yesterday to welcome officials from the Southeastern Conference.
Bernie Manchin's president of the University of Florida and also represents leaders of SEC schools. He was given a standing ovation at the Kyle Field Zone Club.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is howdy. Wow. We've all been pointing towards this very day and this very celebration. And I'm really here to welcome this great university and this great student body and this great Aggie Nation to the Southeastern Conference.
Commissioner Mike Slime noted A&M's culture, passion, and spirit with other conference schools.
You'll fit right in at the Swamp, between the hedges at Georgia, at Bryant Denny, at the Grove at Ole Miss, and at all of our wonderful tradition-laden institutions.
Slime says a delegation from conference headquarters are in town meeting with A&M officials to start the scheduling process of what will remain a 13-team league next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The accident that closed a state highway in Grimes County for more than 2 hours Friday morning has turned into a fatality. Authorities have learned that one of the passengers in a northbound pickup that hit a northbound 18-wheeler on Highway 90 near Anderson died Friday. 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter was from Leadbetter in Lee County. Gunter died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. A jewelry store west of downtown Bryan was the scene of an armed robbery Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says three Hispanic men, one with a gun, held up Joy Urea on William Joe Bryan Parkway near Highway 21.
They spoke to the store owner who said he had been assaulted by one of the suspects, and as they were leaving, he was able to fire a shot at the vehicle, fleeing the scene.
An unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. The victim who was assaulted did not receive a life-threatening injury, and it's not known if the victim's gunfire struck anything. Students no longer need to worry about tax testing. Instead, they'll be required to take 12 new end-of-course exams for certain courses. This year's ninth-grade students are the first group affected, and Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says the new exams come with a lot of new information.
One of the questions that people have is, well, what if I pass the course but I fail the test? And the state says, well, you still have to take the test. You don't have to repeat the course if you pass the course. But just like TACS had numerous times to take the test, STAR exams, end-of-course exams, will be structured the same way.
Bryan ISD is holding two informational meetings for parents of all ninth graders in the district. The first meeting will be held tonight and the second on Thursday. Both meetings are at 6 p.m. in the Rudder High School auditorium. The Robertson County Commissioners Court voted 3-2 Monday to approve the fiscal year 2012 budget that starts Saturday. That includes three sheriff's patrol deputies moving to similar roles with county constables. County Judge Jan Rowe says the transfers will cost the officers $3,000 each.
These people have applied for jobs that they knew paid what they pay, and they were willing to take those. If they ask for an increase to make the same amount of money as the other guys make, then we'll consider it. But if their responsibilities are commensurate.
Rose says she never considered using the $300,000 surplus in the sheriff's department to raise pay for deputy constables. Just a moment. Sorry, deputy constables.
I'm not going to take it out of the sheriff's budget and put it in a constable's budget. Those positions were there, and that's what they agreed to take it for. That, to me, would we've not been asked to do that, and I've not suggested it.
Constables and their deputies in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system that Rowe says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. For the second time in as many months, members of Congress may have avoided a government shutdown, at least temporarily. Representative Bill Flores says only so much can be reduced with Democrats controlling the Senate and White House.
We've got to push as far as we can to the point where we still have a bill that we can get approved by the Senate and approved by the White House. That way you don't have any talk of the government shutting down. If you push too far because of your ideology, what you wind up with is you inject more uncertainty in the market when the government shutdown conversations start happening.
Flores says now is the time to reform income tax regulations.
Taking the income tax system as we know it today, greatly lowering the rates and eliminating a lot of the deductions so that we have a fairer, flatter, broader tax system, not only for individuals but also for corporations.
Flores says after the economy recovers, that is the time to convert from an income tax to a fair tax. WTAW News time is 7:36, 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros of St. Joseph's. More news at 8 a.m. or 24 hours a day on WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah, I was just on there.
I saw all of the pictures. Yeah, she looked ridiculous. Hold on, Amy. Never mind, they can wait. I know, pitiful. I'm glad we never dress like that. Hold on, let me grab this. Hello? Good, they hung up.
Hey, who was on the phone?
Oh, wrong number.
That's the third one today. We really have to get these apartments leased.
Don't let this happen to you. Locally owned and operated, Bryan 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com now.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast
booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
737 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-775-2929.
Temperatures shouldn't have much of a problem reaching 90 to 95 today, and there will be some sun, but with a stalled front to our north, there's a small hope of a little bit of isolated thunderstorm activity today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm at 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Visibility, getting out the A&M message. That was a big part of Texas A&M seeking entry into the Southeastern Conference. President Bowen Lofton will talk about that. We'll also hear from SEC Commissioner Mike Slive and SEC Board President Bernie Mackin also coming up. And we'll talk about the Cowboys. They won on Monday Night Football last night thanks to six field goals. No touchdowns. Got that and more coming up in sports.
All right, it's time to play a little bit of a game here.
Oh, I love games.
I like games. Yeah, me too.
And who doesn't like a game? Who doesn't like a game? So we're going to play a little game called Are We Serious or Are We Not? Because,
okay.
Well, because, and you'll understand here in just a second.
Uh-huh.
People ask us all the time, how do you guys come up with the stuff y'all talk about? All right. It's very simple. We know everything.
That's right.
And that's how we.
That's right.
How
we never really do any show prep. We just come in and we're naturally geniuses.
We walk in and we just know everything. Actually, we have show prep services and they provide us with content. And the idea is that they provide us with, you know, different things that you can talk about or just ideas and things of that nature and, you know, little news items and things that might generate yuck-yucks or discussions or, you know, things of that nature. Well, every once in a while they have lists and they have other things too. And then sometimes they do what really just seems kind of boneheaded in a way. They come up with suggestions that just seem obvious, but we're going to go through this list anyway. Mm-hmm. They have suggestions on how to properly conduct yourself at a business lunch.
Yeah.
And I guess it tells you perhaps what sort of audience that this was intended for, and maybe we're buying our prep from a younger service. And that's good, okay? That's not a bad thing at all. But it says here, eating with your coworkers and bosses is different than eating with your family. No kidding. Here's a little time. Here's a little time to brush up on lunch table etiquette. Okay, so the game that we're going to play as far as are we serious or are we not is we're going to tell you what they say, and then we're going to offer you our tips, and you tell us, and then you can decide on your own. You don't have to call if you don't want to, but you can decide on your own if we're being serious or not in our suggestions. So, okay. Because they say, you know.
Do you have the tips, or do I have to be thinking of tips?
No, here's the tips right here, okay, and we're going to come up with our own tips in response to their tips. Decide quickly on what you're going to order, and don't make the group wait for you. No. I suggest that you not only take extra time, come up with as many alternate suggestions as you possibly can, because I think that would just be the best right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, can my sister get a job there? She knows everything.
Exactly.
And has her whole life, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. My tip is when you get to the table, don't even open the menu for a good 7-8 minutes. Just sit there and chat while everybody else is hungry at the table.
Or you can go the opposite end of the spectrum and order for everyone at the table. We're all going to have this.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Avoid ordering hard-to-eat dishes like corn on the cob or triple-decker sandwiches. Nothing like a little sauce dripping from your chin to ruin a good lunch. Oh, no. Order everything in gravy and extra ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you spill some on. on your shirt or your tie
right.
or something like that. Remember, yeah. drink to the right and eat to the left so you don't grab the client's bread. Oh, no. I say sit down and establish your territory.
Uh-huh.
Preferably build a fort out of any silverware that might be there and or establish lines of demarcation. This is my territory. This is yours. Don't touch anything.
Hello? I didn't realize I had a long-lost brother because that other guy just called must have been my brother because my sister knows everything, too.
At least he didn't say brother-in-law because then you'd be talking about his sister, your wife, and you'd be in all sorts of trouble. So,
hey, when you're at a table with other people and you accidentally drink out of your neighbor's glass.
Do you tell them?
Yeah, do you tell them or do you sort of slip it over there and just let it slide?
You just hope that they didn't see you. And if you saw someone drink out of your glass, would you call them on it? Now, depending on the company, of course I would call them on it. But depending on the company, maybe I wouldn't. You never know.
That's true.
Excuse me, Congressman, I think you drank my tea. Apologies to Bill Flores. He's never drunk my tea, to my knowledge. So, napkins go in the lap, nowhere else. No. They go right up there up top. Tuck them in the shirt, right there, just like Boss Hogg.
Because you've got all that ranch and gravy, you got to protect yourself from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what you do is you do that after you spill the ranch or gravy on your clothes.
Use it to cover up the stain.
I guess I better take extra steps to stay clean then. So.
Yeah. And if it does slip on the floor, how far under the table does it have to get before you go climbing after it, right?
You talking about the napkin?
Yes.
Oh, as soon as I find out it's gone, I pick it back up.
Oh, well, I don't find out immediately. It could be kicked from, to kingdom come by the time I find it.
Good grief, how fidgety are you when you eat? You're kicking your feet around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get on my kids all the time for that. I didn't. That little restless leg going on. Tom punted his napkin to the other table.
And how long is it appropriate to wait for to notify someone they've got food in their facial hair?
Oh, man.
I guess.
Well, that's.
And what do? Do you tell them or you just flick your own little.
No. Right there, that's like a whole other decorum discussion. Oh. And again, it depends on how well you know the person.
Right.
Because you'd be like, let's face it, if it's somebody that you know really well, you're saying, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
Catch that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Spinach on the stash there, man.
Yeah. Not good. Uh-huh. Of course, and then their proper response is, I'm just saving it for later.
It tastes better the second time.
Yeah. Knives and forks go back on the plate as soon as you have taken a bite and remain there until the next bite. I didn't know this, Emily Post. But here's the amazing thing. I say, don't do that. I say, instead, gesture with your silverware. Point at everyone at the table. You know what I think?
Yeah, point it in the sky, point it at your neighbor.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, my favorite one is when you're sitting at a restaurant and you've got all that bread in front of you, person picks the whole loaf and just starts eating in the bare hands.
Oh, they start, tearing it up with their bare hands. And I feel badly enough, even if they give you, they give you the knife and the little cutting board or something like that.
Yeah, because we got a local steakatorium that does that, right?
But What do you do? Mm-hmm. Do you then grab the loaf of bread with your hand?
Well, what do you?
And then slice?
I guess you're supposed to stick a knife in it, right?
Or
a fork in it.
Or do you use a fork and do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could sacrifice your salad.
Well, I guess it depends on who you're with. If you're with the neighbors or company. If you're with your spouse, I guess,
Well, it's like we say it.
Mind the germs.
Yeah, it's like we say at my house. We already have two little germs running around.
Right.
So there's really not anything else we're going to share with each other that's going to be that bad.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, if you're in mixed company, I would suggest using a fork. Or better yet, just make for a great dinner conversation. Go ahead and grab it with your hands and don't use the knife. Just pull it apart with your fingers.
Yeah, or just take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
Put it back.
Yeah. Y'all didn't want any of this, did you? Hello?
Always lick your knife before you stick it in the butter or scratch yourself.
Or scratch?
I think he
did. Oh, no.
Yeah, he meant on your arm.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Don't lick your fingers or brush crumbs off the table with your hands. Really?
Ah.
I mean, it's because.
Well, why? I mean. I'll admit, when I do the bread, I'm a crummy eater.
But there's a lot of crumbly bread. Okay?
Now I can't afford to go to the restaurants where the waiter has a little crumb scoop.
a little whisk broom.
I don't.
You know, if I'm at one of those restaurants, somebody else is paying. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, would you like me to tidy up your plate?
Oh, yeah. And I'm the guy, you know, that he spends, you know, a good 30 seconds with there.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he looks at you and sees high roller written all over
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's thinking about bringing out the vacuum, you know.
We got us a whale at 24. Make sure you extra service here. Got us a whale.
Bring out the table-sized Roomba.
Yeah. You see him bringing out the mini-vac? Yeah. Whoa! Yeah.
Stick to a wow. If you got a mini bag that sounds like that, I think it's time for a new mini bag.
Well, yeah.
Well, you got Joanne Worley as your mini bag.
It's operatic.
What it sounds like when it needs a new bag.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it gives you that alarm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Stick to a predetermined limit. Once again, and these last two are gems. These are just gems. Stick to a predetermined limit on the amount of alcohol you will drink. All right, first of all, if you're in mixed company and it's a little unsure, how about I just go ahead and recommend you don't drink at all. If it's a business lunch.
That's right.
If you're around your boss, if you're around clients, and this is your first time you've ever been around them in a social setting, how about water? How about we stick with water? Maybe some iced tea if that's what you want.
That's
but
right.
Let's lay off the hooch, okay?
Hey, it's boss, I'm not to my predetermined limit.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I think about you.
You know what?
As you gesture with your knife.
You laugh, and a lot of the kids nowadays, that might be something to point out. I don't think a lot of people have this decorum that you speak of.
That's a fascinating point, Patrick, because you know that it goes back to what we've said before about the days of when you put your email address on your resume and the last thing you want is, you know, kegstander99@yahoo.com. If that's your email address, you're probably not even going to get the interview, much less get the job. Just saying. And then finally, don't argue about whether to pay the check. It is always paid by the host, whoever arranged the appointment. See, I say no. You do what my family does, and you nearly have World War III over who is going to pay. I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay. No, you're not going to. You paid last time. I'm going to pay. And it just goes back and forth. And as a result of that, and because it has become so stressful, I have invoked a rule. I will offer one time to pay. And if you insist on picking up the tab, then I will let you pay. Yeah. But otherwise, I have friends where it's just implied it's split. And why can't we just come to that? Why can't we just, can we just reach that detente? Can we just reach that willingness to just pay for our own way and just enjoy each other's company? But don't argue over whether to pay the checks.
I hang around with people that the argument's a little different. It's you're going to pay. No, you're going to pay. No, you're going to pay.
So you're around my family.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Summer is great here in the Brazos Valley. Great until you need to put fun on hold to clean your home. If you call Molly Maid, your worries are over. Move-ins, move-outs, make-readies, weddings, you name it, Molly Maid is a clean you can trust. Also offering same-day service. Best of the Brazos winner, Molly Maid will professionally clean your home while you enjoy all summer has to offer. Call us today to book your clean or estimate, 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Passion is often born from our deepest pain. That was certainly the case in my life, and maybe it's the case in yours. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's a familiar storyline, children growing up to be doctors after watching a parent die from an illness, or adults formerly addicted to drugs become counselors, or a man whose daughter died in a car accident starts a school to teach driving skills to teens. Time and time again, we see people who have become what many call wounded healers, people whose own pain serves as inspiration to help others in similar circumstances. It's a lot of what motivated me. My father left our family when I was 5, and my mother passed away when I was 9. The youngest of 5 kids, I was shuffled from home to home most of my childhood. Is it any wonder I have such passion to see strong families, healthy parenting, in a society that encourages families rather than ripping them apart? What about you? The pain you've suffered may not motivate you to create a whole new career, but I hope it will inspire you to come alongside others. Suffering people don't need instruction. What they need is someone unafraid to sit with them in their darkest hours, to feel with them the misery of what they're going through. And if you've been there, your compassion, your very presence, during the difficulties someone else faces, may be the help they need to make it through. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
For this flu season, a friend gave me some good advice. Get ready before you get sick.
Wendy Frank on preparing for flu season at Sam's Club.
I'm getting ready with Dimetapp Cold and Cough, Delsym, Mucinex.
And saving, too. Last year, members saved an average of 50% more than traditional retailers on over-the-counter items.
And while I'm here, I'm stopping by the pharmacy for a flu shot.
Get yours now through November 15th.
That's my advice.
For more details, visit samsclub.com/healthyliving. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
When we tell Rush what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Weekdays at 11 on WTAW.
Time for sports again. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville, brought to you by Firehouse Subs in the Kohl Center in College Station. It's time for you to meet Firehouse. It was indeed a day of celebration for Texas A&M yesterday when President Bowen Lofton welcomed SEC Commissioner Mike Slive and SEC Board Chair Bernie Machen to the Pac Zone Club to make it all official, and the Aggies did like what they heard. Here's Machen.
I've been looking forward to this day for some time. Bowen and I have been in communication literally every day for the last several months. We've all been pointing towards this very day and this very celebration. And I'm really here to welcome this great university and this great student body and this great Aggie Nation to the Southeastern Conference on behalf of the presidents and chancellors of our league. So welcome aboard. We really do think that this is a perfect match for our conference. Our conference works together on everything that we do. The vote for admission is 12-0. No hesitation, no holdbacks. You will be an equal partner from the day you accept the appointment as a member of this league. We will be competing fiercely with you for all the championships that are out there. But I can tell you, I can't wait to come to Kyle Field and see what goes on there on a football Saturday. Thank you very much.
Lofton told the Aggies that entry into the SEC certainly rivaled another significant historical moment for the school.
Texas A&M can look back on its history and see those moments in time when things did go through an abrupt transition. Certainly in the 60s, during my time as a student here, we went through some very fundamental changes. We brought women here. Who would have thought? And I don't quite see this as monumental as that, perhaps, but it's close. We've now moved a step in a direction we think is very appropriate for Texas A&M. You heard my comments I call this a 100-year decision, a decision we will, I think, relish both today in this great celebration, but every day for 100 years or more, joining the nation's premier athletic conference, the Southeast Conference.
Aggies will start competition next summer, and in football, Slive said that A&M will be a perfect addition.
You'll fit right in at the Swamp, between the hedges at Georgia, at Bryant Denny, at the Grove at Ole Miss, and at all of our wonderful tradition-laden institutions. The SEC is a conference of champions. We take great pride in our athletics, our academics, and our culture. A&M is a great fit for this tradition of excellence. We look forward to renewing old rivalries like LSU and Arkansas and creating new ones as we integrate A&M into our family, and it a family it is. Texas A&M becomes the third new member of the SEC in its storied 78-year history. So Aggieland! On behalf of our presidents, as Dr. Matson said, and our chancellors, our athletic directors, our coaches, our students and fans, we officially welcome Texas A&M to the Southeastern Conference. Thank you.
Great celebration at the Zone Club yesterday. Not a whole lot of talk about the SEC during the A&M football press conference yesterday, but defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter was asked about the kind of offenses the Aggies will face in the SEC, and it will mean the Aggies will be turning it up a notch for sure.
The SEC, for the most part, is much more of an NFL-looking type of an offensive attack. And, of course, there are different offenses. Mississippi State's running more spread stuff like Coach Meyer ran at Florida. But, you know, when you're looking at LSU and Arkansas and Alabama, you're going to see much more two-back, much more multiple personnel grouping, really establishing the run in a physical running game and then to set up the passing game after. Where in our league, it's a little bit more of a spread league, spreading you out to run the football and spreading you out to throw the football.
Of course, coming up the rest of this week, we'll get back to the game at hand. Of course, the Aggies taking on the University of Arkansas Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Cowboy Stadium. Tony Romo did not lead the Dallas Cowboys to a touchdown Monday night while playing with a broken rib, but he did lead them into position for Dan Bailey to kick six field goals, and the Cowboys beat the Redskins on Monday Night Football 18-16 last night. And Adrian Beltre hit two home runs as the Texas Rangers topped the L.A. Angels 4-3 last night, and that eliminated Los Angeles from the playoff race. That's your sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville for Firehouse Subs. This is News Talk 1620 WTA.
Sterling makes it easy.
WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He didn't kill Michael Jackson intentionally, but he did kill him. That's what prosecutors will soon argue in court in L.A. Dr. Conrad Murray's trial starts today.
I expect that the defense will argue that Michael Jackson brought this upon himself.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson, the manslaughter case against Murray is he gave Jackson a powerful anesthetic as a sleep aid and didn't respond fast enough when the King of Pop OD'd. FEMA has enough money to get through the week, so the battle over emergency disaster money's over at the Senate, and the government's funded for a little while longer. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, the federal government will stay in business pending a House vote later this week.
Now, I hope the House is going to come back from their little break here and complete this work as fast as they can.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, after last night's approval of a one-week continuing resolution, the Republican majority House, through a voice vote or unanimous consent, expected to pass that one-week CR. Then next week, work on a longer funding bill to get the government through Thanksgiving. Dave.
Rich, the Washington Monument is still closed after last month's earthquake, so today engineers are rappelling down the sides, looking at all the cracks, assessing the costs, and how soon they can all be fixed. Greece is the word on Wall Street, where stocks could rally again today on optimism about Europe. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklyn live in London.
Optimism after Greece's prime minister pledged,
I promise you, we Greeks will soon fight our way back to growth.
George Papandreou's government today insisting its bailout remains on track. Greece will continue to honor its foreign debts. Meanwhile, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel today saying she will do what she can to help Greece restore investors' confidence, but no new initiatives from Germany. She says Germany is unavailable for further economic stimulus programs. Dave?
Alistair, the Marine who got the Medal of Honor for saving lives in Afghanistan, now wants to be a New York City firefighter. But when Dakota Meyer missed the application deadline, a judge extended it one day. But Meyer says no, he refuses to be a one-person exemption. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When I Googled myself, I couldn't believe it. I've always put my clients ahead of my fees, so the last thing I thought I had to worry about was my business's reputation. I guess I just thought the internet would reflect reality.
When the internet turns on you, it can be a shock. But every day, lawyers, doctors, and other business owners find their Google results damaged by speculation, false claims, and bogus reviews. But there is hope. A breakthrough product from Reputation.com that's designed just for businesses called Reputation Defender. Combining cutting-edge technology and live support from our reputation advisors, Reputation Defender is proven to increase positive content and actively combat false, misleading, or irrelevant Google results. It can even improve your results if you don't have a problem. Visit Reputation.com or call 800-506-3006. 800-506-3006 for a free consultation about our revolutionary product.
It works. Don't just take my word. Google me.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it. Still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be. Did the work that he needed to up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Music director Marcello Busicchi conducts the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 30th anniversary season. Our landmark season kicks off October 9th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater with the 30th celebration concert featuring Beethoven's 5th Symphony. Season highlights include Mendelssohn's masterpiece Elijah, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Piano Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev, and music from the Americas and beyond. Visit www.bvso.org.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
You can look out a window or click online. Ours is more scientific. WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Officials from the Southeastern Conference were welcomed in style yesterday to Aggieland.
Are you ready for the SEC?
Oh, I love that.
A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne among officials greeting a standing room only crowd at the Zone Club at Kyle Field. President Bowen Lofton wearing a bow tie with SEC colors compared the move to major decisions when he was an Aggie student.
Texas A&M can look back on its history and see those moments in time when things did go through an abrupt transition. Certainly in the 60s, during my time as a student here, we went through some very fundamental changes. We brought women here. Who would have thought? And I don't quite see this as monumental as that, perhaps, but it's close.
SEC Commissioner Mike Slive says A&M's culture, passion, and spirit will fit right in with the other conference schools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A divided Robertson County Commissioners Court approved its fiscal year 2012 budget. Starting Saturday, three patrol officers will move from the Sheriff's Department to constable offices. County Judge Jan Rowe says the sheriff's budget continues to have a six-figure surplus.
The sheriff has an excess of $300,000 in unused funds, so we're not underfunding his department. He's going to still have that quote-unquote cushion, because the only funds that are being moved are reduced, if you will, out of his budget, if that's how he needs to look at it, are directly associated with the change in those three positions.
Rowe says three constables have hired former sheriff's patrol officers who will be making $3,000 less in their new jobs.
One of the reasons for that is that we currently have a deputy constable, and that is his salary. And we're not going to laterally transfer people in at a salary greater than an individual that's currently doing that job is making. Now, I look that those things may be modified next year if they're doing the job that the patrol deputies are doing.
Constables in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system used by all county departments except the sheriff's office, which Rowe says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. One of five people hurt in a Grimes County accident Friday morning has died. Authorities say 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter of Ledbetter in Lee County died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. Gunter was a passenger in the northbound pickup that hit a northbound 18-wheeler as the truck tried to turn around on State Highway 90 near Anderson. The accident forced authorities to close Highway 90 for more than 2 hours. Bryan police investigators were called out Monday morning to an armed robbery of a jewelry store on William Joel Bryan Parkway west of downtown.
Joyeria Jewelry Store was robbed by three unknown Hispanic males with a weapon. Once officers arrived on scene, they found out the suspects had fled the scene in a vehicle.
Officer John Agnew says one of the co-owners was struck by one of the suspects but did not receive a life-threatening injury. The same victim was able to fire a gun at the fleeing vehicle. It's not known if the gunfire struck anything, though. An unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. Major changes to Texas standardized testing prompted Bryan ISD officials to inform parents and students about how they will be affected. The district will host informational meetings tonight and Thursday to distribute information to ninth grade parents and students. Only ninth graders are included because they're the first group to be affected by the new exams. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says there's no difference in the two meetings.
We'll repeat the meeting, so parents only need to attend one. At 6 p.m., they can go to the Rutter High School Auditorium, and this is for all ninth grade parents in the district, not just Rutter. So Bryan High, Rutter, and Bryan Collegiate. 6 p.m., we'll have principals and counselors on hand to answer any question parents may have about the new end-of-course exams, and we expect there will be quite a few.
The new end-of-course exams replace the tax test as the state standardized exam. One concern is that the state has still not set standards for passing. Those are expected in February, and tests begin in April. Congress is on track to avoid a government shutdown for the time being, but long-range plans have not been made. Representative Bill Flores says he continues to support dismantling the federal departments of energy and education.
You've got to be careful when you do this, because people say, well, you're going to shut down Pell Grants, or you're going to shut down the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, things like that. And so you have to be careful and say, okay, we'll take the pieces out departments at work, and then we'll shut down everything else.
Flores also supports amending income tax regulations and the move to a fair tax after the economy recovers.
If we start talking about a totally new tax system today, what does that do? That injects more uncertainty into an already very uncertain economy. And so I don't want to inject more uncertainty in the economy. I want the economy to get on its feet. And once it's on its feet, then you can carefully talk about this and not get people concerned. If you start talking about fair tax today, you're going to scare consumers. You're going to scare businesses from A to Z.
In the short term, Flores endorses lowering the income tax rate and eliminating deductions. WTAW News time is 8:12, 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
David Gardner's has been around for decades. For decades, they have been making special days even more special. And David still enjoys doing that, even after all this time, because he's always been kind of a craftsman at heart. He always likes the idea of putting together something in a different way, maybe using different stones or a different design, that'll give you function, that'll give you beauty, that will give you value. One of the items I remember him showing me years ago was a piece that, I don't know, looked like a sunflower for lack of a better description, but a nice necklace that you would wear. It was yellow gold on one side, and it was white gold on the other. And that's a pretty simple and straightforward thing to do, but by doing that, he basically made this a much more flexible piece of jewelry so that it could do more for the person who came in and bought it. And that's on top of the idea of the beauty of the piece that's been designed for a special person and a special time. And if you have a special person and a special time coming up, then David and his crew would be glad to help you out. Let you see what they have there, or they can certainly create things for you too. And this time of year, you start thinking ahead about maybe a special gift that you want to give, and David Gardner's is here to help you out with that. Remember, they're your authorized Rolex dealer here in the Brazos Valley, and they, of course, have certified Rolex service here. 911 University Drive, David Gardner's.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
814 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Whenever someone new comes to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be the early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Frontal system is stalled out to our north. We'll see if any showers or thunderstorms focus along it today. We're partly sunny and we're warm, 90 to 95. There's the chance of an isolated storm, partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sunshine and still warm tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Thursday should be partly to mostly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs on Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Of course, you know, Tuesdays means we're joined by Brenton from the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that we try to find something animal-related.
Yes.
You know, because we try to keep it topical. We try to do those segues that they teach us about in radio broadcasting school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same place they tell us to talk like this when we're on the air.
Not exactly.
No,
like
not really.
Yeah, yeah, so. I think Wolfman Jack is dead, actually.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. This is the closest I could come to actually having an animal story. Forensic experts have discovered a new purpose for cat litter, and that's catching arsonists.
Huh?
Catching arson? I'm glad you asked. I heard the question in your voice,
yeah,
Patrick.
Yeah, well, that was a question, actually.
Yeah. Huh? The gritty pet product.
In Shakespeare, that's what say you.
That's what they teach us in broadcast, too.
Huh? Yeah. The gritty pet product is unrivaled in its ability to absorb gas from hard surfaces, or so they say. CSIs, that'd be crime scene investigators, as if we haven't known that for the last 10 years, already use domestic materials, including mashed potatoes, sanitary towels, and flour to detect traces of the liquid at fire scenes. When a CSI arrives at a scene, they first determine whether any ignitable liquid is present, either by their own smell or sniffer dogs. Then they cover the area in question with an absorbent material, kitty litter is effective because it contains sodium bentonite. I told you, Tom, that's what it was.
I thought it was sodium pentothal.
Duh.
No, that'd kill you.
Yeah.
That's a volcanic material, and that retains gas without reacting to it, is the kitty litter. That's what it does for it.
Unless the fire was started with kitty urine, and then it won't cover the smell at all, or won't absorb anything.
Yikes.
That's right.
Are you trying to say that it's flammable?
I'm saying the kitty litter I used is not.
Oh,
I see. He retains gas, right?
Yeah.
What other people react to?
Right. So there you are. You know, Brent, did you have any idea that the kitty litter could absorb the gas?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, see, you learned something. You can go back today to the animal shelter and dazzle them with that comment.
Yeah, of course it makes sense, but down at the shelter, we only use it for the kitties.
Right. You're not using any arson investigations or anything like that. So we'll have to ask William Bouse when he comes in here one afternoon about that, too. So 817 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Branton joins us from the Brazos Animal Shelter. What's going on?
Well, this weekend we're going to be out at St. Francis Festival over on Rock Prairie at St. Francis Episcopal. That's going to be from 10 to 2. We'll have microchips, county tags out there. The A&M vet students will be doing rabies vaccinations. It's a good chance to get caught up on all that if you're behind. St. Francis is also going to have a whole bunch of other stuff, so come on out and visit that. Also, Saturday from 8 to 12, we'll be out at the Farmer's Market at the Brazos Valley Health Department building there on the corner of Texas and William Joel. Again, that's going to be from 8 to 12. Come on out and visit that. We'll be out there with information. We may be selling T-shirts. I think we're selling T-shirts.
You are now, in case not.
Yeah. I'm not doing that one. I'm going to be doing those.
You just committed them to it. So.
Well, it's no big deal. Wanted to highlight a couple of the animals that we've had down at the shelter for a while. They're really good animals and looking for a great home. One is Damon the dog. He's 5 to 6 years old. I believe he is like a Boston Terrier mix.
Oh, my. That's a passionate following of pet owners right there, are those that like their Boston Terrier.
I have one at home.
Really?
And I call him a Tasmanian pig dog because he's so big for a Boston.
Oh, really? Wow. Does he snore?
Yes, he was doing it last night and was keeping me awake.
Yeah. I know because of the short snout, most Boston snore. So,
usually not as bad as last night, but I don't know why, but he was doing it bad last night and it was loud. I kept having to get on him.
Wow.
But he's down there. He's very sweet, very loving. Come on down and ask for him. If you're looking for cats, we have a red adult tabby that is declawed and neutered, ready to go. We call him Puss in Boots. So come on down for that if you're interested in a cat that's ready to go and declawed. You can see all this on our website. That's BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. This is Brandon from the Brazos Animal Shelter, and we'll go right over to Priscilla from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning. Did you know that kitty litter is also good for a facial?
I'm learning so much this morning. Can you elaborate even a little bit about that?
Well, I think I've never done it. However, I've read this before, and you just kind of get it wet. It turns muddy. You know how a mud mask.
Like a paste.
Yes.
Okay.
And you put it on your face.
Really?
Yes.
Who was the? I want to know who was the first woman that agreed to that procedure.
I don't know.
And
maybe I'll have to try it and let you know next time.
And what a great salesperson that sold her on that process. That we've got something that's going to work. It's going to sound a little out of the ordinary. We're going to take kitty litter, wet kitty litter, and smear it all over your face. And her response was to say, sure, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, we'll tighten your pores.
Absolutely. So other than helpful hints like that, what else is going on at the chamber this morning?
Well, this morning we have a groundbreaking for fire station number 6 at 9 a.m., and that's on University Drive across from Albertsons there. So we hope you can make it out for that. On Thursday, we have a ribbon cutting for the Art of Attraction Hair Salon, and that's off of University as well, and that's at 4:30, I believe. Then this Thursday, we have lunch with Senator John Cornyn at Briarcrest Country Club. It begins at 11:30 to 1, and the tickets are $25. And if you haven't made your reservation, I suggest you call in at 260-5200. Seats are filling up if they haven't already been sold out. I've been out of the office for a couple of days.
All right. And where is that again? Where is that lunch again?
That's at Briarcrest Country Club.
Okay.
Yes,
very
with
good.
Senator John Cornyn. And then let's see, looking forward, on October 6th, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Wells Fargo Advisors. And that will be, the deluxe ribbon cutting. I believe that's at 4:30 on October the 6th. And then looking even farther forward or further forward, we have our Youth to Career Fair on October the 18th at the Brazos Expo Center. And that is sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. And we're really excited about that. I'm really excited about that.
Is that your first one?
It is.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to check out.
What a wonderful event to provide these eighth graders with a look at all the career options they have available to them.
I've been in a booth at one of those and been able to talk several years ago. But yeah, it's fascinating just to kind of get an idea of, you know, give them an idea of what you do and things like that. And it's fun. It's just a fun way to spend some time. So
exactly. And if you're interested in hosting a booth, please give me a call, Priscilla, at 260-5200, and I'll be happy to sign you up for that. It doesn't cost anything to have a booth. Okay, and then on October 20th is Business After Hours at Chrome. So that should be a great experience, and we look forward to seeing you there. Those are from 5:30 to 7 p.m. That's all I have for you now.
Very good. Thanks for dropping by, Priscilla.
I'll bring you some kitty litter next time.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
That's Priscilla from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. We chat with them on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance, visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice, America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
It's 823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for the Daily Aggie Report. It's brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The Aggie Football Report's brought to you by StubHub. Go to StubHub and choose your seats today, the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics.
This season, scoring your dream seats to catch the Aggies in action is easy. All you have to do is head to StubHub, where other Aggie fans are selling their extras, and you can find seats that you can't find anywhere else. From the hottest Big 12 rivalry games to critical conference clashes, there's no place like StubHub for finding the tickets you want. StubHub is the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics, and your place to score the seats you want to live the dream. StubHub!
Kickoff time for this weekend's Arkansas game at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington is 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. We still have tickets remaining for that game. Go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, and then select the tickets you'd like for Texas A&M in Arkansas. You can call a toll-free number at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Coach Mike Sherman today on the Aggie Football Report and an evaluation of the Oklahoma State loss last Saturday at Kyle Field.
You know, it's a tale of two halves, and really it's a tale of the third quarter. You know, they're on the field for 40-plus plays. We're on the field for 11 offensively. So the defense couldn't get off, and the offense couldn't stay on. And that was the quarter that we lost the game in. And the other three quarters we won, we lost that quarter, and that's the one that mattered. So you have to stay engaged. You have to fight for everything you can get. And
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. That's the Aggie Football Report, and I'm Dave South.
It's a force to be reckoned with. The unbridled power of the legendary 390-horsepower 20 MPG highway Hemi engine. And today, it won't cost you an extra nickel.
Get a Ram 1500 and you'll get a Hemi V8 at no extra charge. Come drive one for yourself. Ram Power Days. Finance through Ally and get 0% APR financing or up to $8,010 in total values on 2011 Ram 1500 crew cabs. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Values include cash allowances, 1310 MSRP value Hemi V8, and $750 Lone Star package discount based on package items if purchased separately versus package MSRP. Offers end 10-3. EPA estimated fuel economy. Available Hemi V8 1500 4x2. Hemi V8 offer based on factory to dealer reimbursement. Dealer contribution may affect final price. See participating dealer for details. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
You don't have time to think about getting promotional items for your new business or polos and jackets for your staff. But getting your business out to the public and dressing for your job are easy. Just go online to monograms-more.com. Look through their online catalogs and pick out which items you'd like your logo on. Email your logo to Monograms and More and bam, you've got the tools you need to make your business stand out. It's so much easier than you think. Give Monograms and More a call today at 693-7773 or visit them online at monograms-more.com.
1620 WTAW.
It's Tuesday on Bravo Brazos Valley, and Will King is along from the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Welcome, Will. I know you've got headed to the White House, the ongoing exhibit that I know that a lot of people probably got to see this last weekend with so many people in town for the football game. And
It
was a tough game, indeed. We're still stinging after that. But talk about some of the other things that are going on at the Bush Library. I know you got something coming up on in a couple of days on the 29th, and then your classic film series is also continuing. What's happening over there?
That's right. Besides the temporary exhibits that we have going on, and the other temporary exhibit that we forgot to mention was the Gulag exhibit going on until October the 20th. But we always have programs that are happening. We have some education programs going on this semester, I guess you could say, up until December, starting on Thursday with a story about conquistadors. So come and hear about that. It's happening from Thursday. There's a couple different programs happening from 10:30 until 11:30, and then again from noon until 1. And then on October the 20th, we'll have a program, education program, about John Adams. And then on December 7th, there'll be one about Ben Franklin. All these different programs are also available from distance learning. So if your students can't make it out to the actual library and see the program in person, they can still see the program via distance learning on a television screen, interact and ask questions directly into the program as well.
All right. And I know the classic film series is still continuing. I think October the 6th is your next one. Is that right?
That's right. October the 6th will be the classic film, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Ooh.
Yes, good one. And this continues on with our next classic film series, Headed to the Movies. It's classic road trip films go along with the Headed to the White House themed exhibit. That film, as you said, will be October the 6th at 7 p.m. as the start time. But if you come a little earlier than that, about a half hour or so, we'll have some free popcorn and beverages and everything.
That movie's old. I know it because it was made the year I was born in 1948. Wow. Yeah, John Huston. Yeah, listen to you. Wow, that's really old. Yeah, John Huston directed it, and Humphrey Bogart, and a guy named Tim Holt that I've never heard of. But anyway, that's the Treasure of Sierra Madre, and that'll be on October 6th. What up? What else?
Well, besides that, you know, all the talk about the Southeast Conference and everything going on, no matter what conference we're in, the Aggie Athletic Special is still good. You can bring in your ticket from the OSU game or from any upcoming game or any Aggie soccer game or any other Aggie sporting event. Show that at the admission desk, and you'll get $2 off regular price.
I know. Don't have a home football game till what, October the 15th now, when the Baylor Bears come
right
to town, and they'll be happy. We'll even take Baylor fans there at the Bush
sure,
Library.
Why not?
Right? Yeah, there you go. But anyway, it's a good opportunity the next couple of weekends, if you're not following the Aggies, to come on out on the weekends or any day of the week, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Will King from the Bush Library and Museum, thanks a lot. We'll see you in a couple of weeks to update us some more.
All right, thank you.
All right, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
for Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Masterpiece Framing, your local custom picture frame shop where you and your art are treated as a masterpiece. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M students and fans rolled out the maroon carpet yesterday to welcome officials from the Southeastern Conference.
Bernie Manchin's president of University of Florida and also represents leaders of SEC schools. He was given a standing ovation at the Kyle Field Zone Club.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is howdy. Wow. We've all been pointing towards this very day and this very celebration. And I'm really here to welcome this great university and this great student body and this great Aggie Nation to the Southeastern Conference.
Commissioner Mike Slime noted A&M's culture, passion, and spirit with other conference schools.
You'll fit right in at the Swamp, between the hedges at Georgia, at Bryant-Denny, at the Grove at Ole Miss, and at all of our wonderful tradition-laden institutions.
Slime says a delegation from conference headquarters are in town meeting with A&M officials to start the scheduling process of what will remain a 13-team league next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The accident that closed the state highway in Grimes County for more than 2 hours Friday morning has turned into a fatality. Authorities learned that one of the passengers in a northbound pickup that hit a northbound 18-wheeler on Highway 90 near Anderson died Friday. 57-year-old Benjamin Franklin Gunter was from Ledbetter in Lee County. Gunter died Friday afternoon at a Houston hospital. A jewelry store west of downtown Bryan was the scene of an armed robbery Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says three Hispanic men, one with a gun, held up Joyeria on William Joel Bryan Parkway near Highway 21.
They spoke to the store owner who said he had been assaulted by one of the suspects, and as they were leaving, he was able to fire a shot at the vehicle, fleeing the scene.
An unknown amount of cash and merchandise was taken. No descriptions of the robbers or their vehicle have been released. The victim who was assaulted did not receive a life-threatening injury. It's not known if the victim's gunfire struck anything. Students no longer need to worry about tax testing. Instead, students will be required to take 12 new end-of-course exams for certain courses. This year's ninth-grade students are the first group affected. And Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says with the new exams comes a lot of new information.
One of the questions that people have is, well, what if I pass the course but I fail the test? And the state says, well, you still have to take the test. You don't have to repeat the course if you pass the course. But just like tax had numerous times to take the test, STAR exams, end-of-course exams, will be structured the same way.
Bryan ISD is holding two informational meetings for parents of all ninth graders in the district. The first meeting will be held tonight and the second on Thursday. Both meetings are at 6 p.m. in the Rudder High School auditorium. The Robertson County Commissioners Court voted 3-2 Monday to approve the fiscal year 2012 budget that starts Saturday. That includes three sheriff's patrol deputies moving to similar roles with county constables. County Judge Jan Rose says the transfers will cost the officers $3,000 each.
These people have applied for jobs that they knew paid what they pay, and they were willing to take those. If they ask for an increase to make the same amount of money as the other guys make, then we'll consider it. But if their responsibilities are commensurate.
Rose says she never considered using a $300,000 surplus in the sheriff's department to raise the pay of the deputy constables.
I'm not going to take it out of the sheriff's budget and put it in a constable's budget. Those positions were there, and that's what they agreed to take it for. That, to me, we've not been asked to do that, and I've not suggested it.
Constables and their deputies in Robertson County will be hooked up to a computer system that Rose says will reduce paperwork processed by their justices of the peace. For the second time in as many months, members of Congress may have avoided a government shutdown, at least temporarily. Representative Bill Flores says only so much can be reduced when the Democrats control the Senate and the White House.
We've got to push as far as we can to the point where we still have a bill that we can get approved by the Senate and approved by the White House that does That way you don't have any talk of the government shutting down. If you push too far, because of your ideology, what you wind up with is you inject more uncertainty in the market when the government shutdown conversations start happening.
Flores says now is the time to reform income tax regulations.
Taking the income tax system as we know it today, greatly lowering the rates and eliminating a lot of the deductions so that we have a fairer, flatter, broader tax system, not only for individuals but also for corporations.
Flores says after the economy recovers is the time to convert from an income tax to a fair tax. WTAW News time is 8:36 at 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Masterpiece Framing. More news at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have artwork that needs framing, there's only one place you need to think about: Masterpiece Framing. Masterpiece Framing is a locally owned custom picture frame shop serving Bryan College Station. Masterpiece offers free initial consultation and will come to your home or business and offer free written estimates. They offer unique services including etching on mats or glass and creative custom design service. Masterpiece Framing, where you and your art are treated as masterpieces. Check them out at masterpieceframingbcs.com or call 450-1920.
Man, this sink is really clogged up.
Don't make it any worse. You know we have a party tomorrow.
I think it's just the garbage disposal. Hey, Jimmy, go get Daddy's tools.
I'm calling the plumber. It figures. I got their voicemail.
I think you better call somebody else. Hurry.
Hello? Is this Plumber King? I have a stopped-up sink, and my husband has his tool belt out. I really need someone here ASAP.
Don't let this happen to you. Bryan 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service, all for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com now.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. $99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
It will be the 68th time that the two will meet on the football field. Aggie fans, don't miss the Southwest Classic. A&M and Arkansas at Cowboy Stadium. It's October 1st. Tickets start at $85. Go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Texas A&M and Arkansas, Cowboy Stadium, October 1st.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:39. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929.
Temperatures shouldn't have much of a problem reaching 90 to 95 today, and there will be some sun, but with a stalled front to our north, there's a small hope of a little bit of isolated thunderstorm activity today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. We're partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Sun for tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm at 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Did either of you get much rain last night?
I was going to ask if anyone noticed that electrical storm we got.
Yeah, I think I got quite a bit. It was, you know, it was after dark, but I heard it going for a while.
Yeah, it you know, definitely got the back porch wet, and you know, I could hear my yard going from the inside of my house. So you know, it and I totally missed it because I as far as you know, misdiagnosed it. I saw the lightning, and I said, that's just going to be a light show. We're not going to get any rain out of it. And I was proven wrong. And I'm very grateful I was proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, so hopefully you got some rain last night where you are, and maybe that 20% chance will pan out for you today, pan out for all of us today, at least.
Wouldn't that be something?
A little bit.
A little rain, less heat. It's fall. Come on.
Yeah, let's start
Look at the calendar. It is fall.
Let's start feeling like it. You're on notice, September. Let's make this work.
Yeah.
Let's make this work. So, all right. So the number for the day is 1.3.
1.3? 1.3. Let me write that down.
All right. 1.3.
Three. Thank you. I'll remember
that.
That's
your radio Sesame Street. The number is 1.3.
Uh-huh.
That's the number of cookies the average person eats every day.
I've had two this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
They were tiny. My wife cooked them, and they were very tasty.
Good. Well, tell her thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
I'll tell her when she wakes up. What's she probably up now?
Yeah, tell her you've got three more days here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe only one if there's no cookies.
And we like delicious cookies as much as the next person.
I told her to cook some for the session.
Hey, yeah.
Would
an extra batch kill her? Really?
Really. Yeah. What kind of cookies are they?
Chocolate chip, and they
my favorite, of course.
But they're a little saltier. I don't know. They're sprinkled with kosher salt on top.
Kosher salt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Does that
I was shocked.
Does that make them better?
Yeah, it makes them really good.
Really?
Yes.
Makes them kosher. Maybe.
Is it kosher for me to ask her to make us some cookies?
I will mention it today again.
Yeah.
I want more. I have about four left, and that's not going to last me the week.
Well, she's probably listening, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, because she wants to hear her baby on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's your wife's name? I'm sorry.
It's Nicole.
Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Chase, would you like to join me in this, please?
No, I'm going to let you go out on your own and begging for cookies. I was just going to give Patrick a hard time. So.
Well, you know, kosher salt, Nicole, you know, that, you know, you had me at kosher.
Yeah. You had me at cookie.
Right. You know, one extra cookie pan. Right, you know. No. Get Patrick to clean it when you get home, and we'll really enjoy it.
I will say this. I'm actually very encouraged. Yeah, Patrick can scrub the pan.
I will.
I'm very encouraged that that they are chocolate chip because I don't like complicated cookies. Why do some desserts have to be complicated?
Yeah. Well, these are cranberry macadamia nut coconut cookies.
Uh-huh. What?
Completely vegan.
Yeah.
Gluten free.
Yeah. Oh, give me a break.
You mean not tasty?
Yeah. With M&Ms on top.
I want an extra helping of gluten. I want to dip my cookies in gluten. Uh-huh. All right. So don't tell me this about their gluten free, vegan, happy, whatever.
Cage free eggs and all organic milk.
Oh, so what you're saying is you paid way too much to make.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of grocery items,
yes.
Did you hear what I did there?
Yeah.
Another segue.
Uh-huh.
Once again, I'm working up to that master's degree in broadcasting school.
It's a segue. Isn't that those two-wheel things people ride?
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. Most stolen grocery items. I got the top five most stolen grocery items. Stolen grocery items.
Are they from the produce section?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
And one is not a problem in Texas. We got anything to give away?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if.
Matter of fact, I do.
All right. Let's see. 695-1620. Let's see. We got the top five here, and these appear to be in no order. So I tell you what, you give me one on the list. 695-1620. You just give me one item on the list, since I don't know for a fact that the first item listed is actually the most stolen item, and we're gonna set you up with what, Tom?
Two tickets.
To
the Renaissance.
Somehow
I knew that it would be Renaissance Festival.
That time
tickets.
Of year. Now
yes.
It's fall.
Yes. Yes. Now right. These particular tickets.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
These
hang on, caller.
These particular tickets are good on any Sunday only.
Okay. So we have
Sunday only Renaissance. When does it start?
I was October 8th. October 8th.
October 8th.
Thank you, Patrick.
So excited.
And it goes through, what, the middle of November, something like that?
Right up until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, there you go. These are Sunday-only tickets, but two of them.
All right,
and so Sunday's the best day to go.
We have the top five most stolen grocery items. You need to name one. Caller? Wow, you're missing your chance.
You're not right. No.
All right, sorry, that's not correct.
Yeah,
hello?
It's not air.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper is incorrect, no. Hi. Turn your radio down.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. What do you think one is?
Can I get a hint? Is it by the checkout?
I'm not going to. No, it's just one item in the entire grocery store.
Sorry.
I've
we don't give hints.
Oh, one item in the whole store?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. Try again. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
How about cheese?
Cheese. Really? Now, if you went into the grocery store and you said, today I am making the conscious decision not to pay for one item, you would go for the cheese, huh?
Well, sometimes cheese can be expensive, I guess, depending on what kind of cheese you're getting.
Now, you've got a good point there. If you buy the big Mondo block of cheese, I mean, you're out $5-6 there. If not
oh, yeah,
more,
exactly.
So. All right, well, it's not cheese. Appreciate it.
Now, Chase, are any of these items not edible?
Yeah. No, in fact, a couple of them are inedible. And one is not a problem at any Texas grocery store.
Oh, a little hint there.
So there you go. What's your guess?
How about a steak?
A steak? We're going to give you that because one of the items is meat.
Yeah, I got meat.
Meat?
Is meat. Huh. Who is this?
Meat.
What's your name?
My name's Greg Farley.
Greg?
Yes.
What's your last name, Greg?
Farley.
Farley with an F?
Yes.
Greg, what?
F-A-R. I'm sorry.
Okay.
F-A-R-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Greg, what do you do for a living?
I work for Twin City Mission.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, well, tell Doug hello.
Appreciate what you do for the community. Greg, we got a pair of Sunday I'm getting choked up over your win here, Greg.
Yeah.
We got a pair of Sunday tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival because, yes, meat is one of the most stolen grocery items.
Thank you very much.
And do you know where we are, Greg?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll have them up front for you. Come see us during regular business hours.
There you
hours.
Go. That's for Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks,
Sunday Greg. Only there, Greg.
All right, so Greg Farley got it right, so we've got a winner. The you boys want to take a guess?
Let me see. So,
I'm thinking makeup. That's why I asked about the edibleness.
Ah, makeup.
Edibility. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good guess. I would say I will go for the checkout candy, and I'll say candy.
Candy is not on the list, although I'm kind of surprised that it's not. Makeup is at least at the top of this list. So you may be talking the number one most stolen item, Patrick.
Okay.
Wow.
Makeup/nail polish. Meat is the next one. The one that is not a problem at any Texas grocery store, liquor. Because you cannot purchase liquor at Texas grocery stores.
Right.
The last two do not surprise me at all based on the fact that one is near the front, and it's not too far. It's been part of my world fairly recently, and the other one is part of all three of our worlds now, more than likely. And they guard them like Fort Knox. And that'd be razor blades.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I learned the hard way that at a certain. By the way, the other one's baby formula.
Right. Razor blades are small. Put them in your pocket, and they're very expensive,
yes.
Right? So that's why they put them under lock and key.
So the other day, I'm at a local grocery-torium, and I needed razors.
Uh-huh.
And so this local grocery-torium, one of the local grocery-toriums has the it sounds like you're spinning the wheel on the Price is Right when you pull it open, when you pull that thing open, and it clack, 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 clack. And it gets the little plastic alarm. And, uh-huh. And the other grocery-toium, which is where I happen to be, has a little...
Oh my God!
It's got a little doorbell going.
Yeah, yeah, like you're in a an English cop is coming after you.
I didn't close it all the way, and this alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Jamie and I said, "I think I made it angry," and because I had already retrieved the product that I needed, but it kept going off. And so, and then I realized that when I had attempted to close it, that it had not closed all the way. I was worried that I was going to get tased or something because I had left open the razor blade door too long.
Don't raise me, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, very nice. That's cute. Man.
No, was almost that's good. Yeah.
People are still calling. I mean, let me see. Maybe they've already. You know, hello.
Yeah, I want to say a baby formula.
You know, if you'd called just a little bit earlier, you'd have been right. So it was on the list, though. Appreciate the call, though.
All right, bye.
Take care. Hello.
Hey, are you sure grocery carts aren't on that list?
It's truck month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access, and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Bryan 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Teeks and Texas Task Force One want to remind you that September is National Preparedness Month. Take time with your family to have a plan, make a kit, and practice it. For more on disaster preparedness, go to teeks.org/areyouready. Oh, apparently I wasn't, though. 853, News Talk 1620, WTAW, story of my life. Hey, did you hear? Women in Saudi Arabia can vote now.
Not now.
Oh, they,
right. They 2015.
Can? Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
They still can't drive.
No,
so,
no, they can't do that.
So they're going to have to get a man to drive them to vote.
Can they vote for that in 2015?
I don't know. And and will it be one man, one vote, or will they possibly go back to the old three-fifths clause like we had in antebellum mm-hmm. America?
Uh-huh.
When a freedman could vote, but it was only three. He was only three, or a slave was only counted as three-fifths of a man.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I'm wondering if that's going. But you know, it's nice to see Saudi Arabia has turned a corner, progressive. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's going to take us 3 years to make this work. But we're going to let those women vote. But no, you're not going to drive. And go ahead and keep your face covered too.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you're still considered really not human. You're pretty much a second-class citizen.
Yeah.
And that's on a good day. But hey, 3 years, sit tight, you can vote.
Whew.
Man. Next stop.
Wow. Who knows?
Who knows? The sky could be the limit now.
That's right. Yeah.
Speaking,
maybe able to stay outside for hours.
Breaking that glass minaret ceiling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blockbuster. Hoping that Turnabout...
Are they still around?
They are.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, well, you say that, and the thing is, Blockbuster is trying its best to reinvent itself, because Blockbuster was purchased by Dish.
Ah, yeah.
Dish Network.
Uh-huh.
And so, because Blockbuster was purchased by Dish Network, and Netflix has really kind of, you know, just done some... made some ill-advised business decisions recently.
Yeah.
It started with when they raised their prices,
uh-huh.
And now they've decided, of course, we talked about this, I think, last week, now they've split their streaming and their DVD by mail service, and they're calling it Quickster. So now you have to set up a separate account, you have to set up a new password, credit card information, the whole nine yards, you're going to have to, because those are now divided out. So Blockbuster, this may be, you know, the shot that it needs to get back in. Blockbuster trying now to get back into this. Blockbuster trying to repay the favor that Netflix dealt it by coming out with a less expensive way to watch streaming video online and renting DVDs through the mail. Blockbuster went into bankruptcy after losing its foothold as king of video rentals. but it was bought out by satellite TV provider Dish Network and is now going after what it sees as a weakened Netflix. So
there you go.
On a related note, I think I read that Netflix picked up a lot of DreamWorks movies.
Yes. That came out today that now they have DreamWorks Television and DreamWorks movies as well. So things like Shrek will soon be available to stream on Netflix, Madagascar, things of that nature.
Which is a huge deal for families that want those movies around for the kids.
Yeah, and, you know, we could really break off into minutia there as to whether or not Shrek is truly a movie for children. There's a lot of adult references in there that you're kind of thankful that you really hope they don't get. And then later on, when they're as old as my daughter is, they look at you and say, "Did that mean?" "Yes, it did. Now turn it off." Okay, it didn't mean what you think it did, and I'm not comfortable discussing it with you. Actually, you don't have that option of saying that as a parent. I'm not comfortable discussing that with you. I tell my wife that later. I'm really not comfortable talking about this.
Yeah. Could you do it, please?
Yeah. Really. Can you get my fat out of the fire on this one?
Well, we got a Blockbusters, you know, near us. It's like a Block Donald's, you know.
Yeah, it's a McBusters. And that's the only one left in town, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
I think so.
Are you really?
I think so.
Our McBuster is. How about that?
Yeah, our Block Donald's is the only one left. And I guess it's because they don't want to have half that space sealed off and be like, "Oh, there used to be a store there, but you can't go over there now."
Yeah, that's right. I think that'll happen before the other one say there used to be a restaurant over there.
Well,
right?
I was going to say,
heaven help them if McDonald's decides they want to go ahead and complete that wall right there, because that may go ahead and put that store out of business. So.
Oh, where are all the VHS tapes now, you think? You think they're all melted? They've been burned up?
They're piling up somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder where they all are.
They're piling up somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, and speaking of things in the news, uh-oh, we've said something.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hey, morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, what we're doing in our family is we're doing the streaming from Netflix, and then we're doing the Blockbuster Pass, and for about $26, $27, that turns out to be a good deal.
Now, what is the Blockbuster Pass?
That's where you can get a game or a movie, one out at a time, anytime, as many times a day as you want. It's a good deal, man.
Cool. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hello?
Yes, I wanted to let them know where all the VHS tapes were.
Where are they?
Where are they?
They're in my solid wood massive storage or entertainment center designed to hold a 32-inch CRT TV in my storage and the storage room that I rent for $85 a week.
No.
That's where they are.
That, my friend, is a first world problem that he just described.
Yeah.
You're paying to store something that you can't even use anymore.
What can you do with them? I mean, they're too light for a doorstop, right?
You just, you know, throw them away, but then you probably find out they're worse than the CFLs on the environment.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, on this date in history.
Oh, we're there. Yeah.
We're there, man. We've only got like a minute left.
I love this part.
I was right. I said it earlier, 1954, the nationwide debut of Tonight! Exclamation point, which later became The Tonight Show, hosted by Steve Allen on NBC. And, of course, today is his widow's birthday. This date in 1964, the Warren Commission released its report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, assassinating President John F. Kennedy. This date in 1998, if only we could have given him a dollar or two. Google was founded.
Uh-huh.
And then on this date in 2004, NBC announced that Conan O'Brien would take over for Jay Leno on The Tonight Show in 2009. Not well.
Uh-huh.
Not well. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. The governor of New Jersey, is that Chris Christie?
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
He is.